Wow.
What's that?
That's a explosion of sorts.
Oh, yeah? Just of sorts?
It's a very weak explosion.
Why is it so dark? Oh, because that light isn't on.
Yep.
Your face is like I look the normal.
Too late. I don't want to get up.
You don't have to, man. I
don't
want to
get up.
You're getting up, though.
Yeah, I'm getting up.
You're doing it, though. All right, he's gone. It's now my turn to take up the show. I can talk about all the things I've always wanted to talk about.
Oh, yeah.
So, guys, there's this great new piece of lore in Destiny. Oh, he's back.
Oh, no.
No, we can't talk about it.
Good.
Sorry, guys. I guess you guys will never know about that lore in Destiny.
I don't think anybody knows anything about lore in Destiny.
I know. I was going to fill everybody in. I was going to start at the beginning with the Golden Age and the collapse and the arrival of the Traveler, followed by the darkness.
We could do your whole 30-minute presentation if
you want.
We
could. A lot of that stuff's out of date now, though. Because they kind of changed
it.
Yeah, they changed it a lot.
Really?
Yeah.
That's bull.
Yeah.
Why would people get all knowy about it, and then they're like, oh, wait, you know all that stuff?
Well,
you
they didn't really change it.
You don't know that.
They just kind of like ignored some of the stuff that happened, like if that makes sense.
Okay.
So they're like, I think the greatest example is like the darkness, quote-unquote, is like the bad guy in the first game.
Right.
And that they removed all references to it in the second game. So, like, it's still a thing, but they're not acknowledging its existence. Like, I'm sure that...
Bastards.
You know, people who have bad stories the first time around do that
Bastards.
A lot with other things. But.
Nope.
No?
Nope, they should have had it right the first time or else don't put it out.
I agree with you there.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like our episode name today.
Yeah, episode 28. It kind of rhymes with We Love Cake.
We Love Cake. You're so clever, man. You're so clever.
I'm just trying to get by today, dude.
Yeah?
There's no news...
Did you have a good night last night, man?
It was fine.
Yeah?
It was exactly the same as any other night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Just drinking?
Yeah. What'd you do last night, man?
I watched Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, was there any liquor involved?
Maybe.
Don't judge me,
Is
then,
beer
man.
Considered liquor?
Yeah.
Really?
I would think anything with alcohol in it is considered liquor.
Yeah, I mean, it's an alcoholic drink, but I don't think it's liquor.
I think liquor is slang for alcoholic drink.
I don't think so. I think liquor is like anything that's not beer.
No.
Like, it's not grain alcohol.
Well, it is.
It is,
It's
though.
Made with hops and barley
hops
and
barley
rice.
And wheat. Well, then, yes, liquor was involved then.
Got him! Told ya.
So, yeah, we're both a little dead.
Well, I'm not really dead.
I'm dead.
There's just not anything to talk about today.
There's not anything?
Well, here's our stories, man.
There's
you know, we don't usually
anything?
Do this before the intro.
I mean, you did it last week.
Here's what we got, okay? AOL Instant Messenger is shutting down.
Yeah.
Let's just rate your interest. 10 being that's the greatest thing, and tell me more, and 1 being I don't care
that's,
at
that's
all.
A- straight 10, man.
No, it ain't.
I use AOL Messenger every day.
No one cares about AOL Messenger.
No,
don't lie.
Yeah, that's about a 2.
Okay.
If not negative 1.
Facebook hires Wikipedia to help them with their fake news problem.
Okay.
What's that gauged to 1 to 10?
I mean, 7.
Okay, so you're curious about that one at least.
Yeah, because like Wikipedia is also known for a place where people can just go and put up fake stuff.
Uh-huh.
So
anything, right? Whatever you want,
right?
Anyone, on any page.
Yep.
Moon
landings—they didn't happen.
Elon Musk says that he can replace all of Puerto Rico's power grid with solar energy.
No, he can't.
1 to 10 scale, man. What you think?
That's a negative 10.
Okay. Here are all the new emojis arriving in iOS 11.1.
Oh God, no!
What's that one?
That one's. Not even a number. I don't even care.
It's just
about
some
it.
Weird squiggly line that didn't exist. What about Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker coming back for Rush Hour 4?
I'm excited about that.
I am too.
Bring it on.
I'm actually
Jackie
really excited.
Jackie Chan is a great man.
And this one, and then the Szechuan sauce madness that happened at McDonald's yesterday. For
oh,
all
no.
you idiot Rick and Morty fans.
Oh no! Did they bring it back?
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know.
Oh, that's gonna be a good one.
Let's get into
You're
it, man.
You're
going
to be grouped up with all these people.
Let's get into
You'll no
it.
You'll no longer be able to shame me for my love of
Actually,
Destiny.
Yeah, I haven't finished this season yet, and they're all out. I just
People are mad, apparently,
it.
About it.
Really?
Yeah, apparently it wasn't good.
Oh, no.
Apparently there's this... Does the character the president mean anything to you in that show? I don't really know. I don't watch it.
No.
Well, there's something that happened with the president. And like people thought it should be some complicated thing, like they had a chance for like this really long running joke or something to like come to fruition, and it just didn't happen. It was just a normal episode. People were very upset.
I'm sure that was a troll by Dan Harmon.
Probably, because all these Rick and Morty people are like crazy fans.
They are, and they're nuts.
And it's like it's a cartoon with what, 30 episodes?
Yeah.
What is with these people, man?
If that, man.
All right, well, we'll start the show and we'll get into all that.
Let's get into the non-news day, man.
Yeah, let's do it, man.
Let's do it.
Do it.
Do it. Who are Seth and Colby?
Idiots!
So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hi, guys.
How is it you're daying today?
It's going well, man.
I'm not talking to you specifically.
I don't know what's up with my face.
What about your voice?
Either that, too. All of it.
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show. This is episode number 28. Kind of rhymes with we like cake.
We do.
Kinda.
Like cake.
It is new on Sunday, October 8th. I had to look at the date. Yep. I didn't know. 28th on the 8th, 2017.
Ooh.
Ooh. Ooh. We are live on twitch.tv/Seth and Colby, as we are twice a week, Sundays at 2 p.m. Central and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central. Both of them stream live to the internet via the Twitch website, twitch.tv/Seth and Colby. Follow us there so we can get cool things and make the show better for you. And also, we will eat cake when we get 100 followers. Nude.
Yeah.
We're not going to be nude, though.
Yeah, that's against
Well, we will. We just won't do it on the air.
Right.
Yeah, we could eat cake nude, but it won't be streamed. We're just going to do it, and you have to take our word for it.
Yeah,
we'll do that, though, 100 followers. Also, 100 followers. If you can't watch live, the full episodes and highlights from the episodes are up on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Seth and Colby, and the audio version of this show is on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Just search Seth and Colby.
All the places.
Yep. And if you need all these links to be recapped for you, go to SethandColby.com. That's the official website. We've got all the things there. The Twitch, the podcast links, the YouTube links. You can actually just watch and listen to the episodes at that page, SethandColby.com. Super simple. So go there. And the most important thing you can do while you're watching the show live is to type !Foghorn or !donate into the chat.
And then donate.
And then click the link and give us money, because a giant foghorn...
Give us money.
...will sound in the middle of whatever we're talking about and ruin the show.
We like money.
And derail us, and then we will read your name and message out of the foghorn, so you can basically direct the show and how the show goes.
Yeah.
So do that, too. But thank you guys for following, listening, all that stuff. All right, can we just do the intro for 2 hours?
Yes.
Because I kind of want to do that. All right, let's fade out.
All right,
that was a quick fade.
I'm more intros? What? We're doing an intro again?
Well, I mean,
hey,
like,
everybody, it's the Seth and Colby Show. We do a show every Sunday and Thursday live at 2 p.m., 7 p.m., SethandColby.com.
It's pretty good.
YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, follow, subscribe, everything /Seth and Colby, or Google it, because, you know, that exists.
What happens if you Google us?
Probably all the links that people need would be my guess.
Seth and Colby.
Probably not.
Show. Let's just find out.
Oh, look at that. Images, though.
Okay, Stitcher's the first one.
Why?
Then Apple Podcasts,
why?
iTunes, and then our official website.
Okay.
Then YouTube, our Twitter, our Twitch.
So wait.
And then a man named Seth Colby and Lunenburg.
Wait. Go up.
What?
Where's the settings button? Click on the settings button.
This?
No.
This?
Under the microphone.
Of this?
Yes.
Show all results?
No.
You want tools?
Maybe. No.
Are you like worried that it's personalized?
Yeah. There was a way to turn that off.
And we are logged in as Seth and Colby.
What happened, man?
I don't know.
There should be a button that does that.
What if it's show all results? It didn't change anything. But advanced search.
I don't. Never mind.
Safe search? Nope. Don't want
we're
safe
on
search.
Google. Just do it.
I mean, I'm sure it'll come up, right?
Like, more intros. This is the Seth and Colby Show.
Oh,
we
your
do
intro
a show live every Sunday and Thursday. I'm done.
Okay. All right, man.
Too many intros.
Now we have to talk about things.
Oh, no.
Let's talk about your new wallet.
Let's go back to the intro. It's the Seth and Colby Show. No. So I got a new wallet.
Let's talk about this new wallet. Now, your wallet before was
a brick.
3 or 4 inches thick, probably.
It was a brick, and now I'm probably packing like a 1 inch.
Yeah, I see that. Show your ID to the camera so people can steal that.
Oh, real quick. You got to screen cap that.
Yeah, it also has to be at high def, which it
but,
is. So.
Yes. I got this like weird metal thing on it.
Okay, is this a logo? Or? Let me see it.
I could smack people with it.
Is it the Dockers logo?
Yes. Maybe, yeah.
I think that's the Dockers.
Ah! I shot my load.
So out of context for audio listeners. So your new wallet is like all magnetic.
It's magnetic with a money clip.
So
and
it keeps the money in
I
there.
I got like 4 cards in it now. I used to have random business cards.
And you got like nothing in this pocket.
I didn't even know there was a pocket there. I don't know what that's for, man.
We'll put like receipts or
I would
stuff on
that's
assume,
like
right?
Cash pocket, maybe.
No, that's what the money clip's for.
Well, they said you could do either.
Like, you could put, like, an insurance card in there or something,
well,
you know?
I have insurance in the other side, so
okay.
There's more right there. Shabam.
Oh!
There's so many, like, hidden places.
Oh, man, there is.
It's a fancy little wallet.
Yeah.
But it's also just a wallet.
So, you don't like the metal piece?
Because, yes, every time I'm like, here's my ID, and I smack it down, and it makes a real loud that noise.
Well, it makes people know that you mean business.
I am a sheriff! Here's my ID.
I like how we live like
you're under arrest.
The 1800s, like old school sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I didn't shoot him. I did shoot the deputy.
Now you're quoting Bob Marley?
Yes, I am. One love.
I was about to be like, how do you know Bob Marley? And then I remembered, you know, your teenage years.
Oh, yeah, totally.
As like, he's like your hero back then,
the
dude.
The bananas, man. They're so good and healthy for
the
you.
The bananas. I should probably I'm going to retweet our Seth and Colby.
Oh, yeah.
From
do
like,
all the retweets you know, like, with your retweeting.
You know, make sure we actually tweet to Duo.
That
you
is
know,
a
want.
Terrifying GIF.
Well, you don't like GIF, our GIF. Chewy GIF today,
no.
Man? Look at this.
See, you know, I've given up on saying GIF just automatically, so I'm going to say GIF GIF every time. I do it every time, but now it's just going to be good. That is terrifying. What even is that? That's not Chewy.
Yeah, I gotta get it off the screen. I was gonna keep doing. Oh god! I unplugged.
I can't hear anything.
Sorry, no.
Oh, this show.
It's back, man. It's fine. We're fine. It's good. We're good, man.
So that's my wallet story. Got a new wallet.
How long did you have your old wallet? Because I feel like it was a long time.
Like 5 years.
Yeah.
Probably.
And it ballooned to be way too big.
It was a big old brick.
It's part of this because we hung out on Friday and I ripped some of the stuff in your wallet.
Yeah, I realized I don't need any of that.
Yeah.
And then I also found a little slimmy, tiny one. And I was like, oh, that might work.
My wallet, I don't have it, but it's even smaller than that one.
I know.
It's just got 4
also
cards in
inspiration
it.
As to why I got it.
It's great. Now you can wear shorts. You just put it in your front pocket.
Right.
You don't have
it's
to have.
Awesome.
Yeah. You don't have to have this giant tumor with you everywhere you go.
That voice caused my throat to close up and explode.
Oh, all right, man. What do you want to talk about first?
Let's go with that man.
You want to do this?
The Mr.
What's this thing? I can't get rid of this ad right here.
Who is this? Zuck.
I can't.
Zuck Buck.
Facebook taps Wikipedia to fix its fake news problem.
He's
for
the Zuckerbucker.
Facebook made nearly $27 billion last year, but the
That's
tech giant
stupid.
Can't seem to figure out how to fix its fake news problem. Their solution? and list a nonprofit that has successfully done so with the help of 133,540 moderators. In its latest move to prove it no longer is a threat to democracy, Facebook is tapping Wikipedia. Now when Facebook users see articles on the news feeds, they can click a little I button and see the Wikipedia description of the publisher. They also will see a button to follow the page and see trending or related articles. Facebook previously balked the notion of using human editors to oversee the flow of news and information across its network, instead relying on algorithms to handle everything from publisher posts to advertisement. Now it's slowly starting to embrace the human touch, hiring editors, and even partnering with Wikipedia and its army of moderators.
Who would have guessed that humans could do a better job than these crap robots that he implements?
Hey, man, he's big on AI, remember? He's got some AI running his house.
His house, probably him, you know?
He probably is a robot. Yeah, that would make a lot of sense, actually.
Created by Elon Musk.
Yeah, that would make
a lot of sense. It's
like,
your knowledge is not limited, you stupid thing. I need to program you better.
Facebook says its efforts are working. We have seen data that when a story is flagged by a third-party fact-checker, it reduces the likelihood that somebody will share that story. Meanwhile, Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales has been quite outspoken about the fake news problem. I would just say in the last couple years, I feel like things have gotten much worse in terms of clickbait headlines and fake news, Wales told Mashable earlier this year. People will contribute if they're asked and if they're protected from trolls.
Why don't they just, if they figure out an article is on Facebook that's not true, just disable the sharing feature?
Or why can't they just get rid of it on?
Or just delete it.
Yeah. Is that because they can't meddle with people's content?
I don't know.
That's probably why.
But yeah, I mean, just hide the share button.
Yeah, but then
so it can't spread.
But then it's still
it's still on Facebook. I don't give a crap. You can have your content. You have it. You can't have people share it, but you have it.
I mean, technically,
it's there.
Facebook can do whatever they want. They're a private corporation.
Exactly.
They could do whatever they want.
That would be my best solution. Would just be like, it's comments on YouTube. If you don't want assholes commenting on sensitive crap. Incorrect crap.
What would happen?
Just turn it off.
If Facebook decided to essentially censor what was shared on Facebook. All right.
I mean, that's what they're doing.
What would happen? Like, what people who disagreed with Facebook's overall viewpoint would boycott Facebook? Is that the worst that would happen?
That would be the worst that would happen, yeah.
Does that matter?
It matters to him if he likes money.
Well, we know he likes money.
Well, he didn't when he started it, according to the social network.
Yeah, but now he's got like an AI house and he's backyard barbecuing for 2 hours.
He likes those smokers, man. He's got to afford the meat.
Orca, right?
Orca, straight orca whale.
But
some weird penguin on here, too,
I mean, they
man.
Could do that and just say, you know, no.
It's just...
Like, why don't they integrate, like, Snopes and stuff like that? Like, wouldn't that be better? Because isn't Snopes the website that's like, this isn't true or it is true with all the... headlines and urban legends and all that?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's Snopes, man.
All I know is PolitiFact or whatever the hell.
That checks, but that just checks...
Political comments.
Yeah, statements. Snopes, I think, checks everything. See, like, let's go to the hot thing.
Oh, my God. What was that first article?
Dude, we don't need to look at this.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I shouldn't have showed you
what is this?
Maybe I shouldn't have
showed
you this.
And how much is it true? Go back up. Go back up. One of those Vegas ones.
All right, man. Here we go.
Did a second gunman shoot from the fourth floor of the Mandalay Bay Hotel? That is the conspiracy theory I've seen already. Oh. I saw that 2 days after it happened.
Snopes says this is false.
Oh, good.
And see, they go through the origin of how the rumor started.
Yeah, there was a guy on Facebook that found a video of tiny little flashes. And it was like, that's not a light. That's a gun.
Yeah, and so like this whole article talks about how it originated and why it's untrue. Like this is what the whole website does.
What was the?
There's a lot of conspiracy theories on it.
Oh my God!
Like their whole idea is that this is kind of against fake news. See, did Donald Trump bankrupt a golf course, leaving Puerto Rico with $33 million in debt? It's a mixture of truth.
Oh well, that's not good.
Donald Trump bankrupted a golf course in Puerto Rico, leaving taxpayers on the hook for $33 million worth of debt. What's true? The company was unable to save a floundering Puerto Rico golf club and resort from bankruptcy after entering into a management and brand licensing agreement with the owners in 2008. As a result of the episode, $32.6 million in government invested was not recouped. What's false, Puerto Rico had been hit hard by a recession, and the club had taken on substantial debt, was suffering annual losses for years before the Trump company intervened. So see, like, it's very factual.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So why don't they just put that on Facebook?
They should. Not this Wikipedia nonsense.
Of course, the problem, I guess, with that, or at Wikipedia, honestly, is that the people who believe stupid stuff like mm-hmm. the conspiracy theories on like the right. front page. They're just going to say Snopes is wrong too, mm-hmm. and that is part of the conspiracy.
It's the conspiracy, right. man. They're trying to cover it up. Everybody's in on it from like, you know, millions of
like,
people.
They even though Snopes has nothing to gain from lying, they'll be a part of the conspiracy.
Oh, yeah. And the fact that no one would ever leak the fact that they're lying and covering the stuff up.
Right.
It's the most idiotic thing. I used to be Mr. Conspiracy Man because I used to be gullible. I was like, oh, look, there's a video on YouTube about this. It's so true now. And then I'm like, anybody can make a stupid video.
Did The Simpsons predict that President Trump would touch a glowing orb as number 42 out of 50
what?
On the hot?
What glowing orb?
It's
oh,
false.
He did that one time, didn't he?
Yeah, with like the Saudi Arabian guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Are Facebook users secretly following you?
What?
False. They are not. They are not. Pizza Hut 58th anniversary freebie scam. Like it's a coupon. Did Budweiser pull advertising from the NFL over national anthem protests? Like this, everything. Avoid posing as black and white caterpillars. Like, I mean, it's literally everything. Oh, true. Avoid poisonous black and white caterpillars.
Oh man,
they can cause severe allergic reactions in some people who touch them.
They look deadly.
Have you seen this caterpillar? If so, don't touch it. You'll die.
I want to touch it though.
It does look kind of cuddly.
Yeah. I bet they're all very pokey.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. All right. Well, so Facebook, what do you think, man? Is it going to solve the problem?
No. Nope.
I mean, does it?
It's
so the idea is that
the YouTube thing with
what?
Copyright. Like, if you upload a video and you get a copyright claim, you get a flag. If you do it again, you get another flag. If you do it again, your channel is shut down.
Well, if you, well, yeah, I guess. Okay.
I mean,
if you like,
somewhat like
if
that.
You say no, I have permission. Or this is like we get flagged all the time for music.
I mean,
music.
You can fight it, yes.
Yeah,
but.
And then if they come back and say no, it's still mm-hmm. copyrighted. You can fight it again, and if then they like really look at it, I don't really know what the difference is. Like I think the first one, the machine looks at it and goes, "This is wrong," and then the second one, like a machine at the company that claimed it's copyrighted, will look at it and say, "No, this is wrong." And then if you do it again, an actual human being will sit down and look at it, and because of that time, if you're wrong, which I assume you always are, because they're always going to err on the side of the advertiser.
Right.
Then you get a strike on your account.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Either way, that would be my proposal. But then again, asshole number one who posted these fake articles gets three strikes and his account's down. And you just sign up.
You just create a new one,
for a new account.
Yeah. So. Well, same thing happens on YouTube too.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, oh, if we catch you though, we'll ban you. But like, they're not going to because there's so many accounts.
But I mean, that's a little different. Like, if you have a 1,000 friends compared to a new Facebook account that has no friends.
Yeah, but I think if you're spreading viral fake news, you could probably easily find 1,000 new people to follow your page.
Maybe, but it would take time. It would slow them down. It's the Harvey Dent act, man. Just lock them up and then slowly take out
But I think,
the bigger guys.
The people who are spreading conspiracy theories and fake news
mm-hmm.
aren't trying to build a brand on how great their
That's
writing
true.
Is.
They're probably just like, here it is. Get it out there.
Right. They're trying to be
so
as crazy as possible so they get the clicks. And so it doesn't matter like if they have likes on their page. It matters if their article is shared.
Stop the sharing.
And then
they make
the money off people who click to the website. It doesn't matter what the name of the Facebook page is that sent people to the website. So, you know, if they're like crazynews.org mm-hmm. and then they get banned, well, they can just be
on
like even crazyernews.org as a Facebook page, and then it still goes to the same website because the website didn't
so
get banned.
So then how is anything going to be solved?
I don't think anything is, man,
no,
because this whole thing is based
solved.
On the fact that people are going to look and go, I don't know if this seems right. And then they click the I and they go, well, Wikipedia says that this news source is full of gumbo. And so then they believe that, I guess. But it's not going to happen. Like, all the people who believe these conspiracy theories are going to be like, well, Wikipedia is lying. I can go on Wikipedia, but whatever I want.
Facts are alternative now.
Yeah, facts are fluid, man.
Yeah, they don't hold up anymore.
Yeah, everyone's skeptical of these facts.
Everyone does not know what facts are.
Like, who decided facts were facts anyway?
Yeah,
huh?
Those guys.
That's a conspiracy.
That is a conspiracy, and now we sound like them.
Yep.
SethandColby.com, which you get banned on Facebook.
But don't touch them caterpillars. They'll get you. They'll get you good.
Stupid.
Okay, Elon Musk wants to rebuild Puerto Rico's infrastructure with solar.
Okay.
Vast majority of the island territory remains without power weeks after it was hit by Hurricane Maria. Mr. Musk says his technology, which powers several smaller islands, could be scaled up to work for Puerto Rico. The island's governor responded to Mr. Musk with the message, "Let's talk.
Do you want to show the world the power and scalability of your Tesla technologies?"
So do you? Yeah, exactly.
Puerto Rico could be the flagship project.
Right. I mean, why wouldn't you want this if you're Puerto Rico, right?
Or Elon Musk. I mean, unless he fails, but...
Said, but he added, such a project would need the support of Puerto Rico, something the governor appears to be open to. It is understood that Tesla has already sent a number of battery systems to Puerto Rico to store energy from the island's existing solar panels to help offset the energy shortage. The latest conversation is reminiscent of how the bet started on Twitter between Mr. Musk and Australian software entrepreneur Whitsliffer plants the world's largest battery storage product in South Australia. That battery installation, which Tesla guaranteed would be working 100 days from contract signature, was declared half-built within days of start of the construction. The Puerto Rican governor also used the exact same language, "let's talk," as South Australian Senator Sarah Huson-Young before the project came a reality. Puerto Rican residents with solar panels are among the few with stable electricity supply. One flower grower, Hector Santiago, invested $300,000 in solar panels 6 years ago. Everybody told me I was crazy because it was so expensive, but now I have power and they don't.
One flower grower?
Yeah, he grows flowers,
has $300,000 to spend on solar panels?
There must be a lot of flowers down there.
Good Lord, man.
I don't know how that works.
Good Lord, we need to be in the flower business. $300,000 in that? Let's go. I don't know anything about growing. I don't have a green thumb. I have a black one.
So we just talked about conspiracy theories, and this is where I sound like one of them, but like, if this doesn't happen, it's because some corporations aren't going to lose money or something, and that's why it's not going to happen, right?
Yeah,
because what could possibly be the negatives? I mean, if their infrastructure is... as we're led to believe, just in shambles, and yes, has to be rebuilt anyway.
Yes.
Why wouldn't they build it for renewable future energy?
Because Trump don't believe in that stuff, man.
Because that's the hardest
part.
That's the hardest part with...
diamonds!
Like, if Kansas wanted to redo their infrastructure, yeah, they would have to tear out the old infrastructure,
mm-hmm,
and then put new infrastructure in. It'd right, be a whole thing, like every house, apartment.
A natural disaster already did that.
Right, so that's what I'm saying. So that got rid of some of the hardest part of that plan.
Maybe.
They gutted the island.
Sure.
So, like, if, you know, and Trump doesn't think Puerto Rico's in America, I'm pretty sure, so right, he may not even know.
He was like, what? Who? Huh?
Yeah, it's surrounded by, I don't know if you know this, but Puerto Rico is an island.
Yeah, it's surrounded.
Surrounded by white water.
What is it?
How big water.
Oh, big water.
Ocean water.
Oh, the ocean, right. Yeah.
Don't forget.
I don't know what any of those words mean. Trump, tell me. What do they mean, man?
Big water.
Just large amounts of, like, if I had a cup of water, it's just bigger
than that?
That's
small water.
Okay, so a gallon of water?
That's small water still.
The pool?
That's still small water.
Okay.
Big water is like...
You mean like that
like lake,
big old thing in between us and them British people?
Yes.
Ah,
that's big water.
Gotcha.
Ocean water.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Ocean water.
Also, all the pools at my hotels are big water.
Big water, huh?
Because they're so big and luxurious.
Oh, they're so big. They're so big and
some
luxurious.
Some people have said
it's amazing
that the pools
at
my
God,
hotels are the biggest and
I've
best
got
pools,
the best
in the
pools
world.
In the world.
Yeah, some people have said that.
Biggest words, too, man. Biggest words. Water and big water, ocean water.
So, I mean, why wouldn't this happen unless there's, like, a conspiracy, man?
Because it might be too expensive.
But they got to do it anyway, right?
It might be.
Do you think this is more expensive? Is that what you think? Like traditional electricity?
That would be, I think.
Well, don't you think it would be in Elon Musk's best interest
to get this going?
Like cheapen it down to something they could afford?
Yeah, I mean, unless he's literally giving it to them.
Like if the man
less money
is spending money on city to city rocket travel.
Yeah, he really should not do that.
He should just probably cut Puerto Rico a break.
You think if he stopped,
right,
like, you know, focusing on, like, all these different things, focused on one thing, that he could make that the greatest
thing? No, because
thing?
I think that he hires people to focus on
do
these
that
one thing.
Well, not all those people are Elon Musk.
That's a good point.
So.
Maybe.
Maybe they are, though.
But maybe.
Why haven't we heard of them? Because they're not.
Maybe because he's, like, one man.
Conspiracy.
And he is Elon Musk. He feels like he has to Elon Musk several sectors.
Yeah, well, why not?
Because he's the only Elon Musk.
Do it, Mr. Musk. Do it.
I don't know, man.
Get your Musk spread all over the world.
It just seems to... This article makes it seem like it's easy.
Yeah,
you know,
we got all this technology.
Yeah, we could
all
do
we
this.
All we need to do is send it down and run a few cables, and it's up.
Just say yes, Puerto Rico, and then we'll have it done. Yeah. It's like, no, I don't think that's how it works,
dude. He's got like the damage control team from Spider-Man, just going around.
Maybe
just he's Tony Starking. Just flying.
I mean, he is Tony Stark.
Over
you know,
there,
Tony Stark was originally based off Elon Musk, right?
Yeah. He's also in Iron Man 2.
He is an Iron Man 2. Yeah, he has a cameo. I didn't know that until like I watched Iron Man 2 like a year or so ago, and I was like, that's Elon Musk there.
I feel like I'm doing an Elon Musk impression.
It's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's a lot of hook, but not
a lot of there's a lot of frontal teeth going on here.
The teeth are the most important part of the impression.
It's so bad.
The teeth are the most important part of the
impression. I don't even think that's accurate in any way.
Do we care about this at all right here, man? AOL Instant Messenger is shutting down after 20 years.
AIM.
Yeah, AIM. The Pioneer and Chat app taught us how to text is pulling the plug. December 15th of 2017, AOL Messenger was shut down after running since 1997. 20 years, dude.
Does it say, like, what their, like, the user base is? How big it is?
I don't know.
Was and now is not?
AIM dominated online chat, but SMS and social, like Facebook, WhatsApp, have been taking away market share. Let me see. AIM launched as a standalone app in 1997. Its iconic away messages were the ancestor of the modern tweet and status update. It battled for supremacy with competitors like ICQ and messengers from Yahoo and Microsoft MSN. But eventually, text messaging, Google's GChat, and Facebook took over. While AIM...
GChat?
Yeah, you don't remember Google Chat, dude? From like that was like built into Gmail.
Oh, yeah. We did have a lot of conversations.
Yeah, we had a lot of conversations
on that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Facebook, while AIM never fully figured out how to shift to mobile, that led to AOL's fall from grace, going from being valued at $224 billion in today's money to just $4.4 billion when it was sold to Verizon in 2015. For context on the business, AOL at Subway, WhatsApp sold that same year to Facebook for more than $19 billion.
Wow.
So they estimated that AIM usage had sunk to single-digit millions of users, and the cost of AOL keeping the Oscar messaging protocol running became too high to justify. So... A single-digit million, so less than 10 million users.
That's
on
so
AIM.
Bad.
Well, those messenger apps are all based on who else is on it.
Right.
So, like, I mean, I have an AIM account because I set one up in 2006 or earlier than that.
2002.
On, yeah, like, and so I have one.
Right.
But no one's on it anymore. So if I logged in, there'd be, like, no one to talk to.
I've lost that password, my username. I don't remember anything about it.
Right.
It's been... 10,
like I had
10,
a Yahoo. Like
years.
I really went through like all of them. Like AIM was the first, and then Yahoo came out, and that one was really good because it had like games and stuff that you could play.
Oh.
And then MSN came out, and MSN had emoticons, like actually designed emoticons, and so it kind of took over from Yahoo because it also had the games and all that. And then GChat came out, and GChat was just fast and convenient.
Right.
Like so, and everyone had a Gmail.
Yeah.
So that's why that made it easy. And then now it's Facebook because everyone has a Facebook or everyone has a Snapchat.
Yeah.
You know, no one uses Google Talk anymore either, or MSN, or Yahoo, or...
No.
I mean, I never... Honestly, AIM being around makes sense because it's AIM, but, like, Yahoo Chat and MSN Chat and all those, they're gone now, right?
I think so, yeah.
Like, no one uses them. So why wouldn't AOL go away?
I mean, I'm surprised AOL is still around.
They want to hear this... AML. Did you use AIM? Did you use AIM back in the day, dude? Is this your modem noise?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you use AIM? Or are you too old or too young for AIM?
I think I used it.
Let's see if these bring up any nostalgia.
Maybe.
These AOL sound effects. Let's see. Any day.
I can hear them. Is your muted? Are you muted?
No, it's not muted.
The whole computer not muted?
Oh, you know, the tab might be muted.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's
it. All right. That's awkward. Let's try again.
Ah!
It's very loud. Oh, I remember the door. You remember the door?
No.
You remember that desk? What about that one?
Yeah.
You remember that one?
Yeah, a little bit.
It's like getting a message, sending a message.
God, I cannot remember which one I used. Not that.
I don't remember the cow. Don't remember that one. That one. That one's a cow.
Nope. None of that.
See, this, I think the first one's the only one I remember.
You know, the loudest... fucking thing in existence.
See, that one I remember. Okay, that's the noise when someone came online.
Oh, yeah.
It literally would play a noise for you when someone would go online. And then when they went offline, it would play that. a door opening and closing. How stupid is that?
So smart.
And then that's a message you get, and that's a message you send. It would play a message or a noise every time you got or sent a message.
Yeah. I mean,
could you imagine that happening today as much as we type? Da-ling, 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 da-lung, 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 da-ling, da-lung, da-ling, da-dung, dung, 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 dung.
It does that on the iPhone.
That was pretty good, dude.
That was terrible.
That was pretty good.
You know, the iPhone, if you have your volume on, it's swoomp.
That's a good point.
Swoomp.
Yeah, can you, here's why I forgot about that. Try to turn the volume on my phone. Just try it.
That's not working. Wait, there it was. I had it. It's on.
Is it?
Yeah.
Wow, look at you. Let's see if it's actually on, though.
Probably not.
Let's see. Go to Colby.
Don't
hi. Me. Didn't make a noise. It's awkward. It's awkward, man.
Oh, man, your phone. You need a new one.
That's because it's back off again. It probably moved it and it turned
probably
off.
Probably did that.
Yeah, my phone doesn't ever have volume anymore. Like, it's just... There, yeah, see, okay. That's true. I guess so. Says hi. Hi. Yeah, but I guess Facebook Messenger does that too, doesn't
it? Yeah, all of them do.
That seems ridiculous. Doesn't that seem ridiculous?
I mean, no. Yes.
It kind of does.
I always have my phone on vibrate, so I never hear it. So,
like, what is it? Is that psychology? Like, it makes a noise, you know it's working?
Yeah.
Is that the idea?
I would assume so, yeah. But it also says delivered right underneath.
Right,
that,
like,
so
it's unnecessary.
It's kind of unnecessary. There's like, it's a fancy feature, we'll keep it in.
That's so weird.
It's the history of chats, man. They
just thinking about how that works. But yeah, AOL is a messenger, dude. It's gone.
Yep.
I mean, who cares? They actually, like, sent me an email the day they announced this. They're like, your access will be gone. You know what isn't going, though? You know what isn't going away? AOL email. So if you signed up through Messenger and you got an AOL email account, what are you doing right now? What even is that song?
Playing like some dead person song.
You're just making a song. At least my song was real.
Yeah, mine was real too. It was just a poor rendition of it. I don't know.
I mean, how do you know it's real?
It's a trumpet song.
I'm going to check out Snopes. It's going to say it's fake.
Yep. You got me. Just made something up.
But AOL email is staying. So like if you're...
Who gives a shit? Who has one of those?
Junkfoodjunkie@AOL.com. I keep...
God, you do. You bastard.
I'm sorry, but like...
Junkfoodjunkie@AOL.com.
That still works.
I think it was Gmail.
If someone emailed you from AOL,
I would be like, you're a scammer.
Yeah, exactly.
Get out of here.
Who still has AOL internet, AOL email? Like, it's time to upgrade, right?
Yeah, I got some clients at work that their email address is
really
AOL online or some crap.
That's
like that.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's great. It's fantastic.
That's unbelievable to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they would have had to have upgraded, like, email tech, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they've had to add it to Outlook
security
or something at some
like
point,
yeah,
so they've had
sure
to got in there. It's not like an old person, well, I don't have to touch it, so that's why I still use it, because they definitely had to touch it in the
right
last 20 years,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. It's so weird.
Like, I remember my parents went through, like, a crisis of technology when their ISP switched from their own homegrown email to,
mm-hmm,
like, Yahoo.
Right.
And they had to, like, go and sign up for Yahoo and set up all this forwarding, and it was, like, a crisis in the family when they had to change from whatever their email address is at whatever to at Yahoo.com.
My mother just recently had a spam incident.
Oh, that's right,
yeah. Email, and thankfully, the way I had it, her email set up from, like, 7 years ago, back when Cox Internet didn't support, like, iPhones or IMAP or anything like that, I had to forward all of it to a Gmail. So the scammer got her Gmail, but they didn't really get her Cox account. And so now I just reset it up because Cox implemented a new email system that works with everything.
So now she just uses the straight Cox email.
Yep. Saved her.
That's so weird, dude.
Yeah.
I have a Cox email because I have Cox Internet. I've never logged into it one time.
Yeah.
Not once.
It's very bad, their webmail.
Yeah. Well, why would it be good? Because everyone probably uses Gmail or... You know, a work email.
Oh, yeah.
Or
their search in the email to search through your email is powered by Google.
There you go.
And so it's just going to Google anything that you want. Like, you're wanting, I want my travel date from this time.
Right.
And then it's just going to Google travel
Google
date.
Google search
for
is
you.
Your thing, yeah.
Wow. Well, stupid.
It's dumb. All right, man. Well, let's keep it on tech. This is for you.
Let's keep it on.
phone tag.
This is for you right here.
Let's keep it.
Here are all the new features coming to Google Home.
Oh.
You have one of these.
Great.
You have a Google
Maybe
Home.
Maybe I'll use it. I did use it the other day.
What'd
once.
You do?
I asked how old Liam Neeson was.
Okay.
And how old Patrick Stewart was.
Does your Google Home have a name?
No.
Like, I feel weird.
It's
like,
Hey Google.
Okay, like if I was, like, let's say I asked Alexa that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd be like, well, did Alexa know the answer? Like, what? How do you phrase?
Well, did Google know the
just
answer?
Just Google. Yeah. You just call it Google. Like,
yeah. It's Google.
Some
hey,
type
Google.
Of evil, massive corporation.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I wish they could change it, but you can't change it.
Yeah.
Because it's programmed.
Hey,
you know?
Google, right. How old Liam Neeson?
Mm-hmm.
Google says, we know all, and he is 58.
Liam Neeson is 65 years old.
Is it a female voice?
Oh, yeah.
Why are they all female voices?
Because, who knows? Men buy more smart speakers.
Is that why?
Who knows?
Sexist.
I don't know.
So, Google had a lot of new hardware to show off on this October 4th event, but here were a lot of new software features coming to Google Home that flew under the radar. So now you can change Google Home's voice. Since its launch time,
finally, the Google Assistant, get a man in my life.
Google Home has only spoken in a female voice. Well, that's... We just talked about this. It's one of the more natural sounding AI voices around, but if you want to switch things up a bit, you can now change the sound of the assistant voice from a female to a male.
Like, literally, wouldn't it just be like a pitch shift?
Mm-hmm.
That's all you would need to do.
I would think
keep
so.
Keep all
right?
The same algorithms and the pronunciation and everything the same. Just pitch it down a little bit.
Games
then you got it.
And learning activities for families.
Are you fucking kidding
Google
me?
Recently made its Family Link service widely available for families in the United States, giving parents a host of services and tools for helping manage their kids' time spent looking at screens. Children's accounts created with Family Link will soon be supported by Google Home, along with this variety of new family activities. More than 50 of these activities will be available by saying, okay, Google, let's play a game, or okay, Google, let's learn. Parents and kids can play through Mickey Mouse and Justice League theme adventures, learn about astronomy with space trivia, and even listen to classic stories like Snow White. What you think, man?
Well, I mean, as of now, I could have been like, hey, Google, tell me a story, and then it would read a story.
Alexa will sing a song for me.
I don't know if she'll sing.
Like, it's like a fully produced song.
Oh, really?
And they're all, like, filled with, like, there was a country song that she sang for me once about the cloud and how it was a rainy day.
That's funny.
And, like, there's, like, a rock song about
I think
it, too.
Google's rapped to me once before.
Okay.
You tell her to rap, and she raps. It's very bad, but it's rap.
Automated routines. Many of us find that we develop certain routines that we naturally do throughout the day, and soon your Google Home Assistant will be able to make your routines even more efficient. You consistently turn on specific lights throughout your house and always set the room at a certain temperature, saying, okay, Google, I'm home, as you're walking through the front door, will turn on your desired lights, warm up the house at just the right temperature, or anything else that want to be triggered with that command. What's that? That's pretty cool. What do you think? No?
Be cool if I had a smart home.
Well, I mean, you have the possibility of getting a smart home. You live alone. Your house isn't giant. I mean, if anyone could make their home into a smart home, it could be you.
Have you seen those like little smart gadgets that literally like go over light switches and have like a little mechanism in it?
And they just like poke the light switch. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid.
Should probably get one of those.
Yeah.
That's the only way I'm going to get it. I'm not going to replace one of my light switches.
Well, they got doorbells, okay, that you could do for
don't
an apartment.
No. Nope.
You could do that.
Don't want it.
And then you light, you get a Nest, you know, thermostat.
I probably need that because my thermostat is the dumbest thing.
I mean, you can buy
I
mine.
I set it
buy
to
mine.
1 degree.
Uh-huh.
I set it to 1. 74. Keep it at 74. It's either at 75 or 73 all the time. Never would be
is
at
it
74.
A digital
mm-hmm.
thermostat?
Mm-hmm.
At least yours is digital. Mine literally has a lever
and
I
a crank.
Push up and down, yeah.
Well, that's better.
No, it's not because you never know what temperature it is.
That's a good point.
My temperature is above the line or below the line. That's what the temperature is.
Yeah.
And I haven't figured out because the orange piece in there that you move, I don't know if it's supposed to be like the top of the orange line is where the temperature is set or if mm-hmm. it's the bottom or if it's like right in the middle of the orange line.
Probably right in the middle.
That's what logic would say, but yeah. You know, if you turn it.
But how can you see that?
Like, say I want it like set at 78,
mm-hmm.
okay? Like, so do I put the top at 80 because then the middle's at 78? Or do I put it like.
That's really dumb.
You don't know.
Yeah,
you
really
just don't
dumb.
Know, man. That's why.
Really dumb.
So you should count your blessings there.
Deep integration with Nest products.
Hey, man, you're skipping ahead.
Did I?
We skipped turning Google Home into an intercom.
Oh.
Okay. Although yelling downstairs for your kids to come up to dinner technically gets the job done, Google wants you to be able to go round up the family for quality time by straining your vocal cords. Thanks to the new feature called Broadcast, we say, okay, Google, broadcast. Dinner will be ready in 10 minutes to have this message play throughout all Google Homes throughout your house. Broadcast will also work remotely from your phone, meaning you can say something like, okay, Google, broadcast, coming home now, to let everyone at home know you'll be back soon. Can I please get a password to your Google Home so I can broadcast to you?
Absolutely.
Okay, Google, broadcast.
Colby, this is Jesus.
This is your father.
We can do that on my Alexa. We can drop in. Like, it's terrifying. Like, Chris did it to me once when she was outside with groceries, and I just hear, "Ding, Seth, I'm outside, come help carry in groceries." And I'm like, oh my God. Just out of nowhere. It was terrifying, dude. You looking at your Google app right now?
Yeah, I'm trying to see. What the?
What, are you very confused about your own app?
Yeah. Just like, here's music. Home, no. I don't think it's in activity yet.
Maybe it hasn't updated.
Probably not. Get help on the go. Hands-free navigation calls and reminder with the assistant. I don't want the assistant. Is this an ad? That's an ad.
Well, I want you to put assistant on
Explore?
Your phone.
Explore? Are you kidding me? Google.
Don't go exploring, man.
What the fuck?
Just stay on the path that you know.
What the hell, man? It doesn't even have my device registered on the phone. So.
That's how much you use it.
That's how much I use it.
Okay. Deep integration with Nest products. All right, now you have a Nest video camera,
right? I do,
right? That
do.
Is a Nest? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Last but not least, Google Home is also getting some serious integration with Nest's lineup of smart home gadgets, starting now, okay, Google, show me the entryway on my TV. We'll cast a live stream of your Nest camera onto your Android TV or television with Chromecast built in. That's pretty cool.
I don't have Chromecast.
I do, though. If only we were a person melded together, because I have an Android TV, but you have the camera.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I could do it with the Home app on the iPhone now, too.
Really?
Supports Nest products.
Well, I mean, it should. As that wasn't good enough, next year Google Home will work hand-in-hand with Nest's Hello Familiar Faces function. When someone rings a doorbell on Nest Hello and the built-in camera recognizes at the door, all Google Homes will then broadcast an audio message to let you know who's there.
That's crazy.
That's kind of creepy, actually.
That's pretty creepy. This whole facial recognition nonsense, a little creepy. But Snapchat's been doing that for, you know, however long they've had that thing going.
You can also track down your lost phone. Okay, Google, ring my phone. Or, okay, Google, where's my phone? I have Google Home play an audio tune on your device so you can quickly locate it.
Probably doesn't work on iPhones.
Probably would.
Nah.
Because I bet it sends a push notification through your app.
Mm.
That's probably what it does.
Well, my app is not up to date. It doesn't look like, because it wasn't like, here, find your phone, set up notifications on it. So,
yeah?
Yeah, that's what it said.
Why even have the app, then?
I don't know. I don't have it. I have a whole Google section, and I use one thing on it.
What, the drive?
I use voice, because don't want
people... Yeah, business number, yeah. Yeah, it makes sense, but...
That's about it.
Yeah, you should probably delete some of that stuff, then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have a...
What else do I got? I've got, like, the Keep, Google Keep, which is the only notes app that Google, like, records your shopping list to.
Okay.
If you tell them, like, hey, Google... I'm out of eggs.
Yeah.
Add it to my shopping list. It goes to Google Keep, which is a terrible, terrible app.
See, all of my stuff's in the Alexa app.
Yeah, well, that would be smart, wouldn't it? Let's see here. What's on my Google Assistant?
I can go here to this, hit lists in my actual
Pancake
app.
Pancake mix.
And then see, it shows
it's
me.
It's the only thing on my shit.
As it loads.
I got docs for some reason.
See, we've crossed everything off our shopping list.
Oh.
I see.
Look at you.
I know.
Look at you. I got Gmail, I got Drive, I got Keep, I got Translate.
This is my favorite folder on my phone, this one right here.
Fitness.
How many apps are in that?
There's one app. And it's that default health app.
Why do I have a folder with one app in it? Why not just the app?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't have any folder with just one app.
Here's my
app
folder with one app.
And you want to see where my Coinbase is at real quick?
Just yeah, man, let's see how much money you've made.
Oh, yes. I've literally made $1.94 already.
Pretty good, dude.
Well, see, here's the thing. This app has apparently fees to it, so I bought originally $190.
Is that the Coinbase app?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I bought $192 worth of Ethereum, I think, with a $7 fee on it.
Okay, so you bought $200, but you really only bought
$196,
whatever.
Weekly fee or weekly... amount
right.
because of my debit card being attached to it. But so I'm already up. So it came out to about $200 charge on my card.
Right, but you really only bought $190.
Right. I'm already up to $201.
So you've made $11
yeah.
in what, 4 days?
Yeah.
5 days, something like that?
Not very long, yeah.
I'm telling you, dude.
Also, I got free $10 of Bitcoin, and that's up to $10.59. So that one's a little slower.
I mean, think about it this way, all right? You've made $10 in 5 days.
Yeah.
So 50 days, the same rate, you'll have $500.
Hopefully,
you'll
just keep going up, man. There's another cryptocurrency on there. It's called Lithium or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that one, though.
It's real. I think it just started because, you know, you can see the track history of how long it's been running.
Yeah.
And it is not doing as good as the other one. All time. Oh, God. All right, never mind.
Well, it started a long time ago. It
started way back in 2013.
Okay.
And it started at 305, then peaked in December of 2013.
Those graphs are so ridiculous, though.
$30. And then now we're all the way up to 2017, and it's up to $50.
Yeah, but if you bought it when it was $3.
True. You bought just a whole bunch of them.
I mean, that's what's so crazy about those currencies. Like, if you had bought $200 worth of them when it was $3.
Actually, that's
you would have made a ton of money.
Right.
Because that's the thing. Like, you got in, quote, late. So, like, $200 doesn't go as far,
right.
You know, because it started at, like, four. Like, you bought four of them or whatever.
I already went up another dollar.
So there you go, man. Sell! Get out! Get out now! We talked about it on the show. It's over.
I had a share of Shopify.
Okay.
On another app, so actually invested $100 basically for one share of Shopify.
How'd that go for you?
I've made $4.
Does it make you feel cool that you own part of Shopify?
I mean, it did for a little bit until.
Do you ever want to email the CEO and be like, listen, I think you should do this. I'm a shareholder.
No. No. Nope. Recently, they just came out, an article came out like saying, like, 20% of Shopify's base of 4.5 million users or something like 450,000 users, one of the two.
Okay.
Like 20% of it was legitimate, and then the other 80% was
spam stores.
Basically. And so they were like, is this just way overvaluated? And I was like, uh-oh.
Get out!
I got out, man. And ever since then, it's only been going down, so... I got in at like $92 a share. I think I got out at 97.
That's crazy that that stock is that high for Shopify.
I know. And Square
well,
is like $23.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense at all. Because Square's got to make a ton of money.
You would think. Yeah, because it's not all this crap shit.
Right.
Let's see, where's Shopify at now?
Yeah, how's that work?
Yeah, 97.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yep.
Maybe there's more shares. Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, what's the...
Like, because there's more Square shares.
SQ, yeah.
You know, if there's a million of them, it's $30.
How much? Yeah, it's been going up over the last month.
That's a cool-looking app.
3 months. Dude, it's really cool.
It's a cool-looking
app. You want me to send you an invite? We can get $100.
When I what? When I put money into it for the first time?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm never going to do that, though, so...
Come on, man!
I mean, if you want to run some type of scam, you can give me the money. I'll invest it, and then I can take it back out and just give it to you, and then you make $100.
That's smart. Actually,
we could
I don't
do that.
That's the app that does it. I have 3 stock apps. That's about it. So I got Robinhood.
Okay.
And that's actually just me investing.
Do you ever worry that when you get a lot of money, you will be robbed because Robinhood robs from the rich? Gives
no.
to the poor.
No, I don't.
And as
think
of
so.
Right now, you're poor.
I'm a legally registered stockbroker.
Are you?
Through Robinhood.
Does that give you like a title or anything? Like Colby Newman, SB?
Sure.
You know, because that'd be sweet.
Yeah, I'm saying it does now.
I mean, it should, right?
Refer to me as
you know,
that
like
forever.
If you're like a cinematographer, you're like in the Producers Guild. PGA, yep. SGA, CGA, TTT.
That's me.
And it's like, that's Colby Newman.
So I got Robinhood.
Stockbroker.
And that is where I bet on things.
Can you get a business card that says Colby Newman, stockbroker? Just give it to ladies at bars.
Oh, yeah. I'm a stockbroker through my phone's app.
They wouldn't know.
They
just
wouldn't.
Tell them you're a stockbroker.
They wouldn't.
You aren't lying.
No, I'm not.
Just because they assume you're smart and rich doesn't mean you are. It's not your fault.
And then I got Acorns, which is another one, which takes, like, your spirit
that's,
chain.
That's stock trading for squirrels, right?
Yes.
It's just all done
with squirrel cash.
All in, yeah,
yes,
Acorns.
Acorns.
Yes, I will give you 5 oak nuts for this stock.
$1,000 in Acorns right now, man.
What's
this one,
that mean?
This one takes your small change, okay, and reinvests or puts it into another account and then buys stock for you.
Are you making any money with these things?
Yeah. Well, no. I will, though.
Okay.
Okay, so.
Like, what's when? Like, how years? How many years?
Year to date,
okay.
I've made $27 with this app.
Well, that's not bad.
And I've had this for.
But can you only spend them at Maple Trees?
No. No.
You guys ever go in the woods, you see like those holes in the trees. That's
they
where Colby goes to spend his acorns.
Involved with him, except right. Robin Hood. Robin Hood doesn't have fees for buying and selling. So,
how? How do they make money?
I don't.
You ever worry that they're going to close up because they're not charging any money, and then probably. Your money's just going to float out there? But at least you got cool business cards out
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, there you go.
You have to like renew that every year or anything?
I don't know.
Or it's just once a stockbroker?
It's literally
stock
no.
Broker.
I just had to submit my information, and it's like you're good to go. I just had to register as a stockbroker, I think. And that's about it. There's no like test you have to take.
That's
to
so random.
I could. They don't care. I can just invest my money poorly, and then they win and steal my money.
Yeah, they don't
so.
Care.
They don't give a crap.
That's a good point. They probably want more people to register as stockbrokers.
So I've made $27 to date. Okay. My
all in nuts and berries.
Okay, here you go. Here you go. Here you go. Here you go. Give me a second. Give me a second. My potential. So if I was to keep investing, I'm investing $20 a month into it right now.
Okay.
Plus spare change roundups, which are not that much.
Okay.
They come to about like maybe $5 a month.
Okay.
So $25 a month. At age 64, I would have $108,000 if I just let the money that's in here plus
at what
that,
age?
30, 68.
So that's, you're what, 25 now?
Mm-hmm.
So.
That's 40-ish years.
Yeah, 43 years.
Yeah. Totally worth it, right?
Think about this, all right?
It's probably not the best one.
A new iteration on the iPhone every 2 years will be on the iPhone, like, 35, and you'll have all that money in there.
So, with this app, it invests in a lot of different things. So, I got large company stocks, small company stocks, emerging market stocks. I got real estate stocks. I got a government bond, a corporate bond.
Don't you think it's weird that... Do you really think that you'll be able to pull... pull money out of
oh,
there
shoot.
in 43 years?
No, because it's non-existent, right?
Right.
Yeah, there's no way it can last 40 years.
Like, I think their
it's
whole idea
app.
Is that they won't have users in 43. Like,
right.
AOL
they just
didn't make
grab
it.
The fees.
AOL Instant Messenger didn't make it 20, but right. your Acorn stock app's going to make it to your 68,
no
right?
No fucking way, man. No, I'm gonna eventually take it out of this because it's not that great.
Okay.
It's not that great.
But you make $100,000 if you wait 40 years.
Yeah.
You got to keep that app on your phone for 40 years.
Continuously.
Right.
So, like, yeah, I've got 1.457679 shares.
But it's $25 a month.
Company stock.
Right?
That I'm investing into it, yeah.
Did you ever do the math and just see how much money you invest?
No.
Okay, so 43 years times 12 months. It's 516 months times $25. It's $13,000 you'll put in. So
that's
pretty good.
Pretty good, right? That's a complete crapshoot. It does not know. It's estimated at the bottom of this performance thing.
Well, and there's absolutely no historical data.
Returns not guaranteed.
Right. Well, the app is 6 months old.
Oh, yeah. It's brand new. And also invested by Ashton Kutcher. So that really guarantees it. That was sarcasm.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Why is Ashton Kutcher doing that?
Dude, I don't know. Anyways, I'm probably going to take a lot out of that app and put it in the Coinbase because
you should.
That's a smarter idea.
That's actually legitimate.
Yeah.
It
could also go straight down.
It could.
But it also couldn't.
But you're also already out the money.
Mm-hmm.
And you're more likely to make a large killing of money off that in 43 years than you are off Acorn.
Right.
Because at least... That's a physical thing
yeah.
that you own.
But then that could just go away, too, because it's not physical.
Well, you know, the world could go away because of, you know, North
That's
Korea.
That's most likely going to happen before
yeah.
I get any sorts of rich.
This really is whole. This whole thing's moot.
Oh, it's all moot.
Man. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I'm just going to continue to exist here.
But I feel good. I'm kind of diversified with my small
yeah.
amounts of invested cash.
Yeah,
but.
Man. I mean, if we had a time machine, like we talked about all those stupid things we'd do, like mm-hmm. go back and do art theft and all that. I mean, really, we should just go back to 12 years and invest in Bitcoin.
Oh, yeah.
Our lives wouldn't really have to change all that much.
Nobody, we wouldn't change anyone else's lives
yeah.
either.
Yeah, I mean, if we go back, because, like, in fact, our, like, 10-year anniversary might be today, for all I know. It's coming up. It might have been last
yeah.
month. But either way, like, if we go back 10 years ago,
right.
me and you could still be friends.
Mm-hmm.
We could still do the show.
Yep.
All right?
Forever.
Forever.
Yeah.
We could do that correctly.
Years of content.
We could do that correctly,
uh-huh.
right? You yeah. know? I could skip the marriage thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we can get rid of that. You can skip the whole knowing Pinella, you know, improve your life in that way. And then we can invest in Bitcoin. And when we're back here, we wouldn't
Perfect.
Be in this house. We'd
no.
be in a mansion.
And a fully invested studio.
Right.
We'd have, like, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on here
yeah,
talking
dude.
About basketball.
I want Kareem
stuff.
In
Let's
here, man.
Do it.
Is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar alive?
Yeah.
You said that with confidence, but I don't think. But now I see your face, and you're not very confident anymore.
You know, for a hot second, I thought he was the guy who did the finger shake and was like, "No, no, no."
No, that's what is his name? Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah, Mutombo.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Let's see. Yeah, man.
Yeah, he's still kicking.
70 years old.
Of course
old,
he
dude.
Is. He's on the NBA talking thing.
Look at him, dude. He actually looks like a dude. Let's hang out with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
I'm telling you, he's
That'd
a cool
be
man.
Sweet, dude.
He's a cool dude.
But yeah, man, we should totally, that's what we should do. Wouldn't really have to change our lives that much.
Oh.
All right, man, here we go. You ready for this story?
Nope.
Here are the new emojis Apple is adding in iOS 11.1 for iPhone and iPad. You know, here they all are. Apple has shown off more emojis be added to iOS in a future 11.1 update. Carriage is part of Unicode 10, which added 56 new emoji. Apple is revealing over 30 of them. Its new designs today is an addition to the handful the company put on for World Emoji Day earlier this year. Android Oreo already has the equivalent characters, and although the vast majority of Android users aren't yet running that version of the software, app developers are now able to build in support for new emoji, even for people on older Androids, and it's not clear exactly when Apple plans to release iOS 11.1 or versions of macOS and watchOS coming for the new emoji, but they'll be available in the beta version, iOS 11.1, next week. Here's a look. So we got a giraffe, a zebra, a hedgehog, a brontosaurus, and a cricket.
Oh, yeah, I want the cricket one, man.
Oh, technically, it is a brachiosaurus.
I want the cricket one, man.
We also got a ball cap where the bill looks way too long, honestly, for that. Doesn't the bill on that look huge?
Yeah.
And then we got a scarf, some gloves, and it looks to be a trench coat.
What color is that trench coat? Trenchy?
Call that beige, probably?
It's trenchy. That's an inside joke for people who watch Minuit. But you don't.
That's not a good joke. It's probably why I don't remember.
Hey,
it.
Go to YouTube and search Men of Wit.
It's not one of your
good.
Not one of your better jokes.
It's pretty good.
There's
Trenchy?
Also like Mushu pork box, like a Chinese takeout box, a broccoli and a pie.
See, so this says coming out next week.
Is that what it says?
I think up in the article,
no, it said
right?
It hadn't been announced.
I thought you said it did.
Well, the beta version comes out next week.
Oh, okay.
And then they're adding. It looks like
old people.
Yeah,
young people,
just kind of all over the spectrum.
Longer hair people,
more colors of hearts.
Oh my God, that's what I wanted. I wanted an orange heart for my entire life.
There's also mythical emojis being added.
Oh my God,
a wizard, a fairy, a vampire, and a mermaid.
Sweet.
And then there's a crazy face, a really creepy emoji where the guy's going holding his finger up to his lips, a cursing angry emoji, an emoji with a monocle.
That's fantastic.
And that one, the emoji with the monocle, better be there for Animojis.
So I can talk to you like this at all times, Colby. What time will you be arriving for the show?
It won't.
It'll be great, dude.
It won't.
They're also adding a man climbing a mountain, a curling...
Curler?
...thing, a sled, and... Is that a bride? No, that's a spa. That's a lady at a spa is what that is. And then the rock on... Hang loose.
You're telling me that
horns.
They don't have that already?
It means I love you in American Sign Languages.
They 1,000% have a rock hand.
No, they have, I don't. That's I love you. That's with the thumb and the rock hands,
that's
right?
That's the same thing, man. That's the same thing.
No, no, I don't think it is.
Oh, no, you're right. They do only have the rock one.
Yeah, they got rock, but they don't have the I love you.
So dumb.
Here they are. Here they are big, if you want to look at them real big. Like, look at the, like, it's just a giant wizard. Right there. Okay, and they got a piece of broccoli.
You shall not pass, broccoli!
Vampire, a trench coat.
Trenchy.
There's the takeout. There's a sled. There's the crazy face. There's the spa lady. That one is terrifying.
That one really is. Like, the eyes are hollow.
Yeah, like, why is that so creepy? Sketchy. Like, this one right here has eyes.
Yeah.
This one does not, and that's why it's weird. A scarf, man climbing a rock, a pie, an orange heart, monocle man, mermaid. I love you, the hedgehog, dude. The hedgehog's pretty lit.
Hedgehog is lit.
I like the hedgehog.
It's just so lit.
This right here, dude, is really, really bothers me how big the bill is on the baseball cap. It's too big.
It's too big, man.
Mittens, a giraffe. Well, giraffe, man. Old lady, young lady, normal lady, fairy. Brachiosaurus, a conch,
that a
conch shell.
No, that is a
dumpling.
Yeah, dumpling.
dumpling. The curling thing, cricket, and then the angry thing.
God.
So, what do you think, man?
Why?
We need more emojis, man.
We don't. Take them all away. They should be destroyed. You know how often I use emojis? Never.
Well, that's
because
you don't.
It's because they're shitty and stupid.
I use emojis
and
all the
pointless,
time.
Like, and I hate them. I hate them. I just sent you an emoji though, so I.
Well,
mean,
yeah, but that was for the show, so it doesn't count. Like, I want you. Like, here's our conversation. I'll just scroll through it. Look at how emoji-less it is. See that?
Oh,
by the way,
one.
How about this GIF? You like that?
Yeah, there's one.
See, like, there's some emojis there. See, I did that. That's me being emoji. Yeah. See, but like, if I go to Chris's, like, there's probably more emojis in here. All right, it's really awkward because there's no emojis.
There's so many emojis there, man.
All right, well, let me look at about Pinella. Pinella's going to have emojis, right?
Nope.
All right, well.
They're stupid.
That didn't work out for
me. Stupid.
They're all over Snapchat, though.
Yes, they are.
But I don't use emojis in Snapchat. I use the bitmojis.
The same thing.
No, because bitmojis
all
are
of
way
them
better.
Die and be stupid.
Because
we
the bitmojis
talk
have,
with
like,
language.
More expression.
We should talk with words.
Well, the bitmojis have words, though.
Yeah, but they're stupid words.
What? What do you mean? You mean like
colorful.
LMAO isn't a word?
Yes.
Is that what you're saying? LMAO?
Yeah, I never use text slang ever.
You need to get Bitmoji, dude. Please.
I'm not going to do it.
Please?
I'm not going to do it.
Come on, man. It would
I'm
make my life so great.
It.
Why?
I'm boycotting.
What is the purpose?
Mainly just to spite you.
That's rude. That's so rude.
Yeah.
You boycott so many things I love despite
I
me.
Know.
Like, can't you just pick one to boycott?
I name another.
Video games. In general.
I got one of them for you.
Yeah, but you haven't played it.
I played it
You
once.
Also didn't play The Witcher? Didn't finish that at all?
I played it.
But you didn't finish it.
I lost interest.
It's stupid.
Because it's a dumb game.
You're dumb. See, that's despite me right there. You just did it. That was despite me. I know it.
It was.
Yeah. Let's see. What else have you done despite me?
Yeah, I don't think anything else, man.
You oftentimes don't text me back on purpose despite me.
Yeah.
I know
yeah,
that's
totally.
True.
Mm-hmm.
You do.
I mean, when you send me a dumbass GIF, then yeah I don't want
to
know.
Yeah, see, that's despite me.
No, it's to
I send you a dumb GIF every day.
To teach you what my interests are, and so you don't send me more dumb GIFs.
But I know that you actually love them.
I hate them all.
Like, that GIF of Pinella is so great,
that's
dude.
That's the worst. That terrifies me.
Should I show it to our stream?
No.
I don't know if I can, so I think they're safe.
No.
I don't know how to do it. It really bugs me that it says Columbus Day up here. I got to get rid of this.
Get that out of here.
Get out of there, Columbus.
Get out of here.
All right, man. So there's the new emojis. You hyped?
No, I'm not.
All right, let's talk about this one, dude.
We want sauce.
Okay. So Rick and
Give
Morty,
us
can you?
The sauce.
Rick and Morty apparently made it so Szechuan sauce, which I think was sold for like a few months when Mulan was
released.
That is
correct.
Okay, it was a tie-in mm-hmm. to the movie Mulan.
Yep.
So it isn't even like honey mustard, where like it was offered everywhere for no reason, and then they just like phased it out.
Right.
You know, it's just it was literally meant
was
to
a
be a low
sauce,
limited time promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rick and Morty, which I'm going to ask you to tell me more about it, apparently made it so it's popular.
Yep.
Explain it. What's happening with the Szechuan sauce?
I think Dan Harmon, the creator, and Rick Roiland, the other guy,
sure.
They both really liked it when it came out. And so
20 years ago.
Yeah, they included it into the show and made Rick go back in time to get it because he's a Mr. Science guy.
Okay.
So he got
So they had a whole episode based
basically.
Around him going
uh-huh.
getting Szechuan
yep.
sauce. Okay. Mm-hmm. And what is it? Is it like a sweet and sour?
It's more like that, I think, with like a hint of spice to it.
So it's kind of a spicy like. Sweet and sour. Because
mm-hmm.
McDonald's has sweet and sour
oh, yeah.
right now.
Oh, yeah, they do.
So. Okay.
I don't think it's
I
different.
Mean, it's obviously was a joke in Rick and Morty.
Yes.
And it's kind of a funny joke mm-hmm. because it's something that no one even knew existed,
yeah.
that he's really obsessed with going back and get. That's a good joke.
Right.
All
right.
What isn't is that all of your people, all right?
It's not my people.
All of you Rick and Morty people.
It's not my people.
It's all of your people.
I'm not involved with them.
They all wanted Szechuan sauce.
I'm not involved.
And so McDonald's, in a way that they did not have to, acquiesced and said, okay, for one day, which was yesterday, we're going to give Szechuan sauce out to everybody that wants some,
mm-hmm.
or at least that's the way it was taken. Okay? That's not what happened.
Oh, no.
McDonald's public relations stunt has ended in chaos and acrimony after the fast food chain promised fans of the TV show Rick and Morty a limited edition, long out of production, Szechuan dipping sauce, and then swiftly ran out.
Swifty.
Did I say Swifty?
Get Swifty.
People were called to at least one outlet after people in queues for the sauce began getting angry and chanting, "We want sauce." fans of Rick and Morty, a hugely popular U.S. science fiction cartoon that riffs off the Back to the Future films, descended on McDonald's restaurants in cities across the U.S. on Saturday after the chain announced it would be selling a limited number of long-out-of-production Szechuan dipping sauces that is referenced in the show's third season. However, the things turned sour when fans who, according to reports, had queued for hours in some places were told there was no more sauce. While a restaurant in Newark, angry customers held up protest signs to demand the sauce they have come for. In some parts of the U.S., fans encountered stores that had not received the promised sauce, and staff were not aware of the promotion. In other places, stores only got 20 packets of sauce. McDonald's, which in its press release for the promotion said that the sauce would release would be really, really limited, had apologized to fans that missed out. Ultimately, the fall of the stunt did not dampen the demand for the sauce, which packets are currently listed for hundreds of dollars on eBay.
Look at that. Szechuan sauce, McDonald's Rick and Morty in hand, ready to ship.
$644 Australian money.
That's ridiculous.
Okay, so here is so let's just look at some of this created media here. Here's just a video.
I
want
to see.
Angry crowd chants, "We want the sauce," as a police force pushes them back. 1,000 people camped out to get Szechuan sauce, but McDonald's only had 70 sauces.
So this is a big old fail on McDonald's part, right? Like, how would they not know that this is a bigger deal than people they thought it was?
I don't know.
That is so stupid. That's insane.
These are your people. These are your people. Dude, if there were people outside lined up for Destiny and there was a story about it, I would claim them as my people.
Yeah, but I'm not. Your love for Destiny is way more than my love for Rick and Morty.
Don't know if that's true.
That is 1,000% true.
Uh-uh.
Have you finished the entire game already?
Nope.
Three different times?
Nope. Haven't played the raid.
I haven't finished this newest season.
I haven't played the raid.
Back
off. So we're in the same place.
No, we are not.
Yep.
Not even close, Mr. Troll.
Would you go and roll lined up for Szechuan sauce? That's good, because I would lose respect for
it's
you as
disgusting.
A person.
Disgusting.
Here's
a
YouTube
shit.
Video. McDonald's Rick and Morty Szechuan sauce frenzy. This is 4 minutes long. So. Probably just watch part of this, but look at all these people in this McDonald's.
Like,
right
how
now.
Would no one like at McDonald's be like, this is a good opportunity to
so
get
you
more
see
business?
Behind me, that there's a huge line. The first person in the line has been waiting since 8 o'clock, and it's 2 o'clock now.
6 hours
just
waiting.
Just starting to hand them out. So what they did was they started to give out tickets with numbers on them.
This is
and
stupid.
The people you see in the back are the 60 lucky people who are going to be able to get all of the items. That includes the sauce and the posters.
Oh, there was a poster.
Looks like everyone's here waiting for something. Do you know what they're waiting for?
The sauce.
The sauce.
Oh, that's a lady who works at McDonald's.
Yep. What series? Do you know?
The buttermilk chicken.
The buttermilk chicken. Yeah. But it's for the Rick and Morty cartoon. Have you ever watched that cartoon?
No.
No? Yeah, it's good.
It's not that good. Okay, that was like a 12-year-old kid, right?
Let's it. Oh, man.
Get out of here, stupid thing. I just want to look at the poster. So it's a poster that says Szechuan sauce and like... Are those things
it's
from the cartoon?
Not even Rick and Morty stuff.
Is it not?
I mean, it might be, but...
It looks like it's
I
in the style.
Yeah, it's the same style, but not Rick and Morty.
So... From that video, what we just gleaned, in my opinion, is Szechuan sauce. McDonald's is tying it into their new buttermilk chicken tenders as a dipping sauce for that.
Well, then why don't they do it everywhere, man?
Well, that's what's so weird about it to me is, like, don't you think it's more difficult for McDonald's to make stuff in a limited quantity?
Yeah.
Like, Cindy, how do they even, like, the supply chain in McDonald's,
like,
to get 20 things to a store? That seems
things.
Harder than sending 200
yeah,
or 2,000.
Box this big.
Right.
The
like, they just, like, put it in an envelope?
Type. Yeah.
Like, don't you, I just imagine anything that comes to McDonald's on a truck is at least in a box.
Right.
And it's full of whatever the thing is. Like, they don't get 20 napkins, you know, they get 200,000.
Maybe it's made with, like, some, like, endangered species or something, and they can't. They can't legally make enough of it.
Oh, no, we're running out of bees. We have to grind up their carcasses for Szechuan sauce. Back in the 90s, this wasn't a big deal, but now we're really
now
contributing
we're
to the
screwed.
Global... Yeah.
We are screwed. Everyone wants it. We can't provide it.
I don't know, man. It's just so
bad. Let's see it. Oh, man.
McDonald's scammed us is what that sign says.
Very peaceful.
Is there like a FedEx like nearby? Because it's all like envelopes. Scotch, yellow manila envelopes. They had to have like ran over to like the
across the street,
there, and there's a FedEx somewhere.
There's a Popeyes over there.
Oh man, get that Popeyes. Oh, you got me. That's where I'd
be. Metro PCS over there.
Yeah.
Huddle House.
Oh yeah.
So you know, lots of restaurants in this area, wherever it is, you know.
Ridiculous.
There's a kiosk. Okay, so there's. There's the actual sauce. So it's like the same artwork as on the poster.
Mm-hmm. And it's literally not anything like the old sauce.
No, because the old sauce was just like red and it said Szechuan sauce. Uh-huh. That's all. It was like a sauce. Honey mustard or barbecue or any other. This is like a special Rick and Morty promotion.
Oh, yeah.
So, as you can hear in the background, the crowds are getting really restless. There are actually people here who are offering cash. There's one guy over there who's got a stack of hundreds, and he's offering like $200 or $300 for just one little pack of sauce.
We should have gone back in time and bought a whole bunch of Szechuan sauce.
One of three things. Either the Rick and Morty poster, the actual Szechuan sauce packet.
She doesn't even know how to say it because it matters so little.
Szechuan.
Exclusive stickers.
Szechuan.
So how is it? What's it taste like?
Kind of like soy sauce, to be honest.
Like soy sauce?
Like soy sauce and teriyaki.
That's literally the definition of sweet and sour sauce.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, you should just go and get some soy sauce and teriyaki sauce. Mix them together and boom. You got Szechuan sauce. You don't need to go wait in line for 6 hours to get it from stupid-ass McDonald's, a place no one would wait in line for anything at anymore. Yet, here is some stupid cartoon that made it popular again.
They shouldn't have done it.
They want the money. But why didn't they go big if they wanted the money?
Well, that's what I mean. Like, in retrospect, it's not worth it.
No.
Because now everyone's yelling at McDonald's for giving them what they want.
Right.
Like, McDonald's was under no obligation
absolutely
to do
not
any of this. They did a little bit.
And everyone's not happy
enough.
And
now everyone's more mad.
I want it. You didn't give it to me. I got here 5 minutes ago. I expect to get my sauce, even though that guy's been waiting for a whole day. I'm a bitch.
Like, they have a representative here in Kansas, in Wichita, who for Nintendo. Mm-hmm. And maybe once every 3 or 4 months, he goes to the GameStop in New Market Square and does demos. Like, when Splatoon 2 came out, he did one. Or, like, when Mario Kart came out, he did one. So it's only, like, when big games come out. I assume, like, Mario Odyssey comes out at the end of this month, he'll do one then. Mm-hmm. And it's literally just so people can come by and play the game and he can sell. And at this place, they have things like this, all right? A Nintendo Switch pin,
mm-hmm,
all right? I will show up literally as it's starting, and there'll be a tiny line, like 5 or 6 people.
Yeah.
You know, depending on the game, so I can get loot.
Loot?
Like,
give me that loot.
If I am smart enough to go in Wichita, Kansas, there's one GameStop that probably has 15 Switch pins.
Yeah.
They do it once every 6 months, and I know that I need to get there early or they're going to be out.
Mm-hmm.
And then people think that they're going to show up at McDonald's for one of these big pop culture phenomenon, Szechuan sauce, and get one 20 minutes before they get there.
Yeah.
They're straight idiots.
Yeah, and then they bitch about it.
Right.
I mean,
like, they're not going to make an infinite
stupid
amount of posters.
Everybody's stupid. No, they're not. But they should have made more sauce. It's like, the first 50 people here.
But the sauce, I've got to think, is harder than the posters to make.
Yeah, but not if you buy it in bulk.
I don't know how that works.
If you buy 50,000 of them, they're going to be 2 cents each compared to buying 20 of them,
like,
and it's going to be $2.
They did so little, they have like a McDonald's chef who stirred it in a vat.
Right.
And then they just manufactured at McDonald's.
They literally went and bought soy sauce and teriyaki. Just
yeah. Like, I don't think they called the people who make barbecue for McDonald's and are like, hey, can we get an order of Szechuan sauce?
They should have.
But they should have,
yeah,
obviously, in retrospect.
They're dumb.
I would think.
But so are the people that think they can just show up and be like, hey.
I would just assume there would be a limited quantity of Szechuan sauce available to begin with.
Yeah, but just 20 like, a store, that's a little.
I assume
ridiculous.
There's going to be a limited quantity of Nintendo Switch pins for me to take.
Which is stupid, because every single salesman should have a good order
agreed
of 2,000 of
but
them.
But I assume that they don't because America. That's how it works.
Like, screw the promotions.
The bare minimum.
We don't need
yeah.
it. We don't need it.
Like, I have Splatoon color-changing cups, okay? You had to play Splatoon to get it, mm-hmm. all right? You had to. I go to these things so much, the man knows me.
Okay.
All right, I'm on their Facebook page.
Oh, nice.
All right, I got fifth in their Mario Kart tournament. Yep. I was really embarrassed
Nerd.
By that.
Nerd.
Okay? And they only had, like, 10 cups. 10. There's probably 40 people there.
It's really stupid.
And you've seen the cups.
Oh, yeah, the color change cups. Yeah. They're like probably
40 cents. Because Nintendo probably bought 3 trillion of
right.
them.
Yeah, you would think.
They're just like, we're only going to give 10 to every location that has this. Because,
that's stupid.
You know, that's how they roll.
That's dumb. And you make fans mad and angry and then want to riot and then protest you.
You think these people come to McDonald's anyway, these people right here?
No.
So McDonald's won.
Yeah. Even though
because they sold their stupid
bigger.
Tenders,
they sold themselves short. They should have gone bigger, and then instead of 60 people getting the damn sauce, and then the other people that were mad leave.
Think of the envelopes that they helped sell at FedEx.
Well, they don't get money off that, so they fail.
What's happening? They're just hugging right now.
I think she let her try her Szechuan sauce. That'd be my guess.
Look at this, dude. That line is massive.
That's stupid.
If those people were there for barbecue, there wouldn't be enough.
No.
It's no matter how much sauce you make.
Right.
There's not enough for all of those people. If me and you, all right, let's say it's 6 years ago when we cared about things.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we were like, let's go get some Szechuan sauce. Even back then, we would look at this line and go, no. And we would turn around and go home.
So true.
There's not a chance. I would see these people outside. I would be like, no. It's across the street. That's ungodly.
I see a long line at Chipotle, and I'm like, no.
Right. It's ridiculous,
I'm
man.
Not, it's a one-time thing. They're never going to do this again, except in a month when they realize
it's
they undersold it.
Sauce! Who cares? That kid that was in... This kid right here in the front that our video is covering is 12. He wasn't even alive when the first Szechuan sauce came out,
That's
man!
So true. He just likes it because his favorite buddies in the Rick and Morty show want it.
Then he should build a time machine and go back like Rick did!
Yep, he should.
Because that's the only way he can get it!
Apparently not, since McDonald's was like, hey, we're going to do this thing to where we might get a whole lot of business and then not really fulfill it. See, there's stupidity on both parts.
Yes.
I hate all these people in this
yeah,
line
so
right
do
here,
I.
And then I hate McDonald's
yeah,
for
because
not
they just couldn't make enough sauce. They're McDonald's.
Of,
like, they can make sauce.
They could 1,000% make the fucking sauce.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah, I'm enraged at both sides.
Yeah.
Like, I'm mad
there's
that
not a
McDonald's
good side here.
Has to make sauce for these morons.
Right.
And I'm also mad that there wasn't enough sauce for these morons.
Right. It's a lose-lose situation. They should have gone bigger. They should have gone bigger, and then all these people should not have shown up for a goddamn sauce.
Right. And I mean, I understand, like, I say these are your people. These are really more my people than they are yours, because it's like some ridiculous fandom.
Yeah.
Like, I go for Switch pins, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm grouped closer to these people than you are.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, this is outrageous. It's for a sauce, dude.
Yeah, man. That's stupid.
Like, at least this I use.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
But, like, this I use this as a pin.
It lasts much longer than a thing of sauce.
Look at my highlights right here for my streams. Written with the Switch pin. Okay? I use it.
That's so stupid. Are there any more videos? I feel like there's more
videos.
Yeah,
I'm sure there
are.
Let's keep going. Let's keep looking.
Let's just keep checking it out. Okay, cops.
Cops at Wellington McDonald's, where tons of angry people lined up for Rick and Morty Szechuan sauce, only learned they had none. Call ahead. Like.
Hey, do you guys have a Szechuan sauce? No, we got 100 people in our parking lot waiting for it, so no, we're going to be out of it. Oh, okay. I'll stay home then.
Look at all these people.
All youngins.
Look at this dude. Look at this dude right here. That's a 13-year-old child.
Oh, yeah.
He's not even old enough to watch Rick and Morty. His parents should not allow him to watch Rick and Morty.
They're all 13 to 18-ish around there. Or you got your 30-year-old nerds who are like,
right.
Yeah, Rick and Morty, it's so funny, man.
But see, I'm more into people like me and Cameron being there because we're adults and we can waste our lives away if we want.
Yeah, you have the God-given right.
Right.
Yeah, these children don't know shit about life yet.
They shouldn't be up late enough to watch Rick and Morty. They aren't mature enough to handle the themes of Rick and Morty.
They should be in school studying.
Yeah, they should be doing their homework.
Stay in school, kids.
Not
stay
eating.
Away from my goddamn sauce.
Not eating
bitches.
Sauce. See, look at these idiots holding them up, dude.
I don't
they ran
care.
Out of Szechuan sauce already. Hashtag give us a sauce at McDonald's at Adult Swim. Hashtag
what is
Rick
the
and
lower
Morty.
Lower right, kids, or lower left.
And it's just,
I don't care if it takes till
nine seasons.
Oh, God.
Hashtag give us a sauce. I don't care if it takes nine seasons. You do. Because you made a protest sign about how you're mad. You obviously care.
God, I wish one of these photos showed the FedEx. That's really goddamn close
dude,
to
dude, you know there's one
there's
over here.
There's gotta
right?
be. Unless somebody's just like, I'm a mailman. I got a whole bunch of blank envelopes in my car. You want a Sharpie?
All right, I'm about to suggest something. That's probably really terrible radio, so I'm going to run it by you first, okay? Because we make jokes all the time about how we don't care about our listeners on this show. All right,
uh-huh.
If we do this, we really won't care.
Oh, you're trying to Google Maps.
Should we find this McDonald's on Google Maps on the show so we could find
Let's
the FedEx?
Let's do it! I'm so down.
Because it's in Newark, New Jersey, I'm guessing, right?
Yeah.
Because there's no other Newark that anyone's going to care about, right? Okay, so let's zoom out of Wichita, where they probably didn't even participate, and let's go to New Jersey, which is over here, right?
Yeah,
Newark.
There it is. There you go, man.
Newark's like up by,
it's right by
New
York.
Yeah, there it is, Newark. Okay. All right, so Newark, New Jersey, so let's just search here, McDonald's, Newark.
Newark.
Shut up. Typing's not my thing. McDonald's in Newark. Okay, there's a lot of them.
Go back to the article and see if they didn't have like a...
an address? Like a geotag or something maybe?
I don't know.
Let's see here.
Or like the article. I thought it said in like a county or something for the actual article you were reading, not this damn tweet. Not this damn
tweet. Hey, Frederick,
tweet.
I'm with HuffPost. I'm writing about how disappointed fans are of what happened today. Mind DMing me to chat? No, thank you. Take care.
I don't know why that's so funny to me.
Yeah, which one did you go to? I schlepped all the way to Newark.
Yep.
That's ridiculous. Go back to the article real quick.
Okay.
And then up maybe a little bit.
Like up?
Yeah. Cops Wellington.
Well, that's Wellington, Florida.
Oh, okay.
That one.
Shoot.
This is a different one. This one's in Newark.
While at a restaurant.
Oh, wait. No, it's
Newark.
Oh, it's tagged.
Is it?
Right?
Down one?
No. I guess this is like the topic and not.
No.
No? No, this is a geotag. Okay, so we've got it to a location because this person's also there.
Okay.
What's at McDonald's.
One? God dang it.
Why won't it tell us where this McDonald's
Twitter,
is?
Twitter, you're failing the shit out of this show right now.
I feel like there's got to be a way, right?
Is there a way to search multiple locations on Google Maps? Like, I want a McDonald's and a FedEx right next to each other.
Don't know, man. We're just going to have to zoom in.
Oh, God, no.
Let's assume it's this one. Okay, let's just try it.
On Market Street?
Oh, well, wait, we know?
Somewhere. There's a
we
Popeyes.
We know that there's
right
a Popeyes. All right, we know there's a Popeyes. So we could just zoom in on all of the markers until we see the one with a Popeyes by it. Okay, so that's the one we looked at first. So let's do this one here. So Taco Bell, a Sonic, Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen.
Ah, we found
this
it!
This has got to be it. Yeah,
there's
the Huddle
Dollar
House.
Tree right there,
there's
man.
There's the Huddle House. It's probably the Dollar Tree, mm-hmm. right? It's probably the Dollar Tree. All right, let's go to Street View here. This is the dumbest thing we've ever done.
This is the most dumbest
here thing. Here it is, dude. Here's,
that
this
is it.
It. This is it right here.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so there's the McDonald's up front, right? Because there's the Sonic... This is a very weird... Oh, I bet it's in the shopping center right here.
Yeah.
It's got to be over here, right? What is...
Google...
Can I click to this street?
Google, where the fuck did we go
where
now?
Where did we go?
I don't know. We went too far.
Which way, though?
I don't know, man.
Let's go back over here. Is this right?
I don't know. Now we're just searching through New York.
Yeah, okay, we're back where we were. Okay, this is it. Okay, there's a Taco Bell... There's the Sonic.
Where's this damn McDonald's?
Where's the McDonald's? No, go back. How do I go back? Right here, click. Did it take away my search results?
No. Yes.
There it is. Okay. I'm going to drag it literally in front of the McDonald's. Right here. Okay, so there's the Dollar Tree across the street.
And it's up. Damn it. Yeah, it's in the shopping center that Google decided not to drive into.
Can we go down this road here? This is a very weird shopping center. It's like upstairs.
Mm-hmm. And why Google would not go up there is a great question.
Yeah, they should, right? Let's try. We got to try to find an entrance to the shopping center, man. Let's go all the way down here to the end of the street. Okay.
This is when you know this is a slow news week. It is when we're searching through Google Maps.
Okay, here's a road. It's got to be here, right? Got to be able to go through this road.
Yes.
No,
no.
They won't let us. Were they seriously not let us?
Street view!
What's this circle? Do you think that's like a... We're in a building.
What?
We're in a parking garage.
Fuck is this?
We went into the parking garage. What about this? Okay, we're like in the city square. We're like in the middle of the shopping center, like in a park.
Who does this, Google?
This isn't what we want, Google.
Click do like road. The 3D satellite view or whatever the hell.
You can do that on
yeah,
here?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, back. Satellite?
Yeah, switch to that. And then zoom in.
Oh, it's under construction.
Holy shit.
It's under construction here.
So it's brand new.
Yeah. It's brand new, dude.
Oh, they could have gotten it from the H&R Block.
I bet they went to the Dollar Tree.
Yeah, that's probably it.
I mean, it's right across the street, yeah. So.
When was this?
How do you, 3D, right here, dude, 3D.
2017? Imagery from 2017.
Click control plus mouse drag for full 3D.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty sweet, actually.
Yeah, man.
It's pretty cool.
Google's pretty cool now. They did the whole Apple Maps thing.
Yeah, it's got to be the Dollar Tree. Because nothing else is around here. I mean, they technically could have gone to the ShopRite, probably, because that's a grocery store. But this whole thing's brand new.
Yeah.
Like, look at that. They're building this whole thing, dude.
No wonder why there's no street view of it.
Dollar Tree.
Brand spanking new.
Yeah, they probably haven't sent a car in there yet. I do like how the 3D view of this, though, they even mapped the dirt mounds in the construction
site. Yeah. It's all, you know, height. That's how they measure
right.
it. Mm-hmm.
It's based on shadows and stuff.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet, though, actually.
Pretty nuts, man.
I mean, that's...
Well, we failed. I thought it was a FedEx.
No, I think we figured out that it was a Dollar Tree.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, our guess was incorrect. I agree with you, but I think that overall, that was a smashing success.
That worked.
On our sleuth.
I can't believe the second one that we had to look at in Newark was the one that it was.
Dude, that's crazy.
That's insane.
It's pretty intense, actually.
Well, there you go. Journalistic endeavors here on the Seth and Colby Show. We find things out.
That's right.
From photos.
That's right.
We're hunters.
Common theme, I tried two in Delaware that McDonald's website said had it, and they said they never got it. Seems like a bait and switch. McDonald's, you suck. Only 10 posters and 20 packets of Szechuan sauce to a store. They're already 30 in line 4 hours early. To the best fans in the multiverse, or the McDonald's tweeted, the best fans in the multiverse showed us what they got today. We hear you, and we're sorry not everyone could get some super limited Szechuan.
Yeah, super limited. Talk about super limited, man.
That's pretty limited.
20 things to a store.
Can we look on eBay and see how much they're being sold for?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
EK.
Do it.
Yep. That's what I meant. eBay.
EK.
eBay. Szechuan sauce. Posters, $22.
For the poster alone.
Framed picture of the sauce packet.
What? What a fucking idiot.
32 watchers.
Oh my god.
This is the picture that's framed.
Oh my god. People are so dumb. They're so fucking dumb, man.
It's a framed photo of it, dude. Here's actual Szechuan sauce. You just buy it. Here it is. McDonald's Szechuan sauce packet sealed, unopened, Rick and Morty, $449.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever
seen. Used by November 26, 2017.
Anybody can look at that and see what it's made of and make their own.
Or you could go to Amazon.com here. Type in Szechuan sauce. And here is here's 6 3-ounce cans of Szechuan sauce. Here it is.
Beans.
Right here. Here's Szechuan sauce. Right here. $10.50 if you want it. On Amazon, you just buy it. Because it's not something McDonald's made up. No. It's an actual sauce.
Yeah. That's so dumb.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. In fact, it makes Rick and Morty dumber. No, he could just go to Dylan's and get some Szechuan sauce.
Yeah.
He could just hit up the Food Lion. Mm-hmm. Go get some Szechuan sauce, man.
I'm so disappointed. That's so stupid.
Oh, people are so dumb.
It says, hot and spicy sauce will tingle your palate. The complex combination of gluten-free tamari spices, ginger, plum, and sesame gives Sanjay's Szechuan sauce a balanced heat. The certified gluten-free sauce is perfect for putting a new twist on your favorite chili recipe or stir-fry. For a tasty party snack, coat buffalo wings with Szechuan sauce and bake or grill. Even morning meals can be more exciting. Add a drizzle Szechuan sauce to your scrambled eggs for a spicy kick. Look for the certified gluten-free logo on the label.
Just buy it.
It's just sauce.
It's just sauce, guys.
It's just sauce.
It's just fucking sauce.
That is unbelievable. $500 on eBay, this sauce package.
I hate people.
This person just put up Tangy Barbecue and then put a piece of masking tape on it, wrote Szechuan sauce on it.
And 5 people are watching it.
And they put it up on eBay. Here's a 3-pack for $884. Oh, that's... the listing ended. Oh, it's sold. It's sold for $848.
Oh, God. Well, that's a note to end on, I feel like, because that's I hate humanity now. I really do.
It's a 3-pack of sauce. Sold it for $1,000. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Dude, we should have been like the damn goblin in Spider-Man and gone and like swooped that shipment of sauce out of their hands.
We should text Matthew and ask if he got a Szechuan sauce.
Yeah, for sure. Like, you want to sell that for $1,000?
Let me message him. Let me see here. He never replied to my photo that I sent to him. So.
Aww.
Did your McDonald's, where he works, did your McDonald's get any, how do you spell Szechuan? Szechuan. Sauce?
Chuan.
Let's ask him. Let's see if he says anything. He probably won't. He most definitely won't.
In the meantime, let's take a look at Mr. Trump's Twitter.
Okay. Just type T now. And just type T now. All right, let's see what he said. Oh, God. Oh.
Oh, yeah, he did go on a tirade.
He went on a tirade, dude.
Oh, perfect. Best time.
Senator Bob Corker begged me to endorse him for re-election in Tennessee. I said no, and he dropped out. He said he could not win without my endorsement. He also wanted to be Secretary of State. I said no thanks. He is largely responsible for the horrendous Iran deal. Hence, I would fully expect Corker to be a negative voice and stand in the way of our great agenda. Didn't have the guts to run.
Wow.
I asked VP Pence to leave stadium if it... That was it.
You got a response, man.
He said none and people was pissed. That's literally... And people was pissed. He literally typed that.
Yeah, they didn't even make enough to send it to all their locations.
Well, I'm surprised Manhattan...
It was a few
locations.
I would
be surprised if Manhattan got any.
Well, yeah, but still. Still. You know, Rick and Morty is a show that everyone watches in all parts of the country. And everyone would go to a fucking McDonald's to pick some of it up.
Phone's down there now.
Obviously shown by those idiots waiting in line.
Yeah.
If any players kneeled disrespecting our country, I'm proud of them. And Second Lady Karen, did they leave?
Yeah, I asked Vice President Pence to leave stadium if any players kneeled disrespecting our country. I'm proud of him and Second Lady Karen because he left. Like, I think he tweeted about it. Let's see here. Yeah, I left today's Colts game because at POTUS and I will not dignify any event that disrespects our soldiers, our flag, and our national anthem. Dude, he's Trump's running mate. Trump said that John McCain wasn't a war hero.
Yeah.
Is that not disrespecting soldiers?
I feel like that is the definition
of
disrespecting.
It's literally the definition
soldiers.
Of disrespecting
also,
soldiers.
Also, the VA is terrible, so...
I mean...
Damn those football players for literally bending over! But, yeah, you talking about sick veterans?
Yeah.
What? Those don't exist, man. Oh, the VA is the best thing in the world.
Better not give those women birth control.
God. The priorities of this administration are terrifyingly stupid. Like, terrifyingly. I use that word a lot, but this is the first actual time where it's necessary to say because it's fucking terrifying.
Yeah, it really is.
FEMA and first responders are working hard yet again on Hurricane Nate. Military helping. Very much under control.
Very much under control.
Very much. Big water, you know.
Big water.
Big water.
Big control.
Big water came. Attack people. U.S. very under control. Military came.
What's worse, man? Szechuan sauce or Donald Trump?
Him.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit if people waste their lives waiting in line for sauce, but this guy leads our country, and he's leading it into illiteracy because he does not know how to tweet
properly. I really want to know what is actually happening we should be paying attention to when he tweets about the football stuff.
Right. Like, he's trying to pass the healthcare bill again.
Right. Something like that's happening, but all we talk about is, oh no, football players know, which who cares at all. Let him kneel.
Like, literally, he has not done anything major at all.
Oh, thank God, honestly.
Legislation-wise. Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing to benefit anything.
No.
It's all...
it's just a waste of our life.
Oh, God, I hate.
It's been almost a year.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrifying.
Well, think about it this way, man. This is what's really terrifying to me, honestly, because I don't think he's actually going to get anything done. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to go through another year and a half of just... horrendous garbage tweets
garbage
like
drama,
this.
Bullshit. Yeah.
And then we're going to have a year and a half leading up to the next election of him being back in the spotlight for debates and all the things during the election season.
Right.
And we're going to have to deal with that again. I don't want to deal with it again.
Yeah. I really don't either.
I'm just to the point where, like, and that's the problem. Like, I'm to the point where I don't even want to talk about it on our own show because it's depressing.
Yeah.
And there's nothing we can do about it, and it just fills me with rage and sadness.
It's funny, but yeah, it's never funny.
Right, it's funny because of the position he's in,
right?
But that's really not funny.
And then also, if you don't laugh, you cry, so there's that kind of situation. But the laughing is just not as satisfying anymore.
And that's scary because I don't want to talk about it because of those reasons, but that we're not talking about it is a problem.
Right, because he can just go off and do whatever he wants to do. Somebody needs to hold the motherfucker accountable.
How?
Nobody is, and nobody cares.
You can't even kneel.
No. You can't even literally move your body without the president.
I mean, he dedicated his golf trophy to hurricane victims.
Hey, sorry, Puerto Rico, about what happened, but your situation's kind of throwing our budget off whack a little bit.
He got elected after he basically condoned sexual assault.
Yes.
He got elected. Yes. Like, if you start at that point...
There's nowhere to go.
There's nowhere else to go. Like, it can't get worse.
It can't get worse, yet it is. And it can't get any better, either. You hope for the better.
Right.
But obviously,
well, you hope that people around him aren't also bad. But that didn't happen. They're all bad.
Well, you know, like, God damn it. The three people, Tillerson, Mattis, and... one other one have
the
like
generals.
Tillerson's the Secretary of State.
Okay,
who was the guy who called him a fucking moron?
Okay,
Mattis is the general, Secretary of Defense.
Okay.
And then there's one other. I can't remember his damn name, but they have like a pact saying that they're all gonna leave if Trump goes after one of them, And so that's why Tillerson didn't get fired this Friday.
Oh, because it's like...
because then because two
Trump
other
couldn't leave the three,
right.
Cause three of them.
He has nobody in his fucking cabinet, man. There's so many open jobs in the government right now that aren't filled.
Well, you gotta
and
think,
it's just like,
like,
were those people doing anything originally?
Well, nothing's getting done, so...
Or is the government literally collapsing because there aren't people in these jobs to do things?
We're just... we literally put America on pause for 4 years.
It really did. It's and that makes me believe that some other, you know, like whether it be conspiracy, rich people, whatever that run it,
yeah,
or just the fact that state governments have way more power than the federal government.
Well, that, the state power, yeah. The state governments
it's
have
just,
a lot of power.
That's how it works. And so maybe, I don't know, maybe, I mean, that's what all Republicans and libertarians want is less federal government. You know, influencing,
right.
Making rules for everyone.
Like if women want, can't take birth control.
Right, if you want birth control and you want insurance or you want to be
want
LGBT,
kneel
anything
at your
like
football
that,
game.
You can go to Colorado or California or New York. Yeah. But if you don't want to deal with all that human rights shit, then you can go on down to Texas and have guns
it
and death
funny,
penalty and
but
shit.
Yeah, you're right.
But, I mean, come on. There's got to be a standard level. Well, which is what the federal government's supposed to be.
The thing is,
the standard level.
So a lot can happen, especially in today's world, a lot can happen in 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And if America doesn't progress for 4 years, and the rest of the world does, that's a huge problem
we're,
for America.
We're literally being left behind, yes. Yeah. It's so true. And I mean... who doesn't want to progress, man? He wants
also,
to go back in time.
There's so many Americans, like I would say, like Elon Musk would be one of them, who wants America to progress.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason he lives here. He's Elon Musk. He could live anywhere he wanted, and he lives here.
Uh-huh.
He does his businesses here.
Right.
And, like, he can't even put power into Puerto Rico.
Yeah. It's terrible.
It is, man, and there's just
it's
nothing
really
we can do about it.
Because, yeah. Yeah, I mean...
and us specifically here in Kansas are even in a worse position because our government agrees with the federal government when it's Republican run.
Yeah.
And me and you can't do anything about it.
No.
Like even our
we're
county
minority
agrees with
sure.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It's the dumbest thing. I mean, I went back to last year and watched a couple videos from like the Late Show when they were like reaming the Republicans for picking Trump as the primary, and then they were like, you now have to live with this. And he's fucking a year later president.
Yeah.
Nobody gives a shit what the Republicans
think
because now he's president, so now it's all eyes on him.
Yeah.
When really all the Republicans should be out of a job because they let this motherfucker in.
It's not how it works, though, because a lot of people agree with him.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's what's truly scary.
Well, I mean, his approval rating's not great. It's better than the end of George W. Bush, but it's not good.
Like, there's like a whole bunch of impeach Donald Trump stuff on here. Like, I mean, there's a lot of stuff on here about people hating Trump, like on his Twitter, you know, like, Trump and his administration would be snowflakes because of climate change. They're puddles of swamp water. Like, ha 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 ha. I get it. Ha ha ha. But then, like, all of these, there's going to be people in here who agree with him.
Yeah, I mean, like, one of the videos I watched from last year was, like, all of Fox News getting at Obama for being basically everything that Trump was, or at least they said that he was. So, like, quick-tempered, reading teleprompters, and, like, oh, God, that's terrifying. It's so sad that exists.
That's a Photoshop of Donald Trump's face on Mount Rushmore right next to George Washington. That's what we're looking at right now.
Even though he said that all statues of George Washington should be... what's next after Robert E. Lee? George Washington? Thomas Jefferson?
I mean, they did own slaves.
Yeah.
It's pretty messed up.
Yeah, the whole Washington Monument's kind of built by slaves, so...
yeah.
A little bit.
It's pretty messed up.
Anyways.
I mean, we did commit horrendous genocide to get the land that we're on.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty messed up, too.
Yeah, it's kind of messed up.
Yeah. But people don't. It's a long time ago.
Yeah.
Even though,
and like,
even though there's bathrooms in London that are older than our country, it's a long time ago.
I don't know what's right, man.
I just know
whatever he's doing is not. And
well, and that's the problem is that generally, like, my brain tells me if we don't know what's right and wrong, you just do what you can to make the people around you better.
Right.
But then that doesn't help the situation that we're in get better.
No.
And also,
if everyone just helped themselves and the people that they love,
right,
nothing would get better.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. Like, there has to be people out there who say these things.
Yeah. And, like, the whole the Republican attack on feelings over facts or something like that. It's just like, I watched this. We evolved to have feelings for the mutual survival of each other and our entire race.
Right.
Empathy was.
That's how like societies work, right?
To help everyone be like, okay, so we're not all going to kill each other today,
right?
Because we want to see tomorrow.
Unless you're Black or Native American,
right? Yes. Yeah, but you know, those are old dumb people.
Those are just people.
We're smarter. Immortals
on immortalized on mountains, yeah, with monuments.
It's just like
Columbus Day tomorrow, you know, when
everybody preaches love over hate, and yet hate is all that we see. It's us versus them.
Yeah,
and you hate the other us, or you hate them.
Right.
And not, you love us, hate them.
Well, I mean, we're just as guilty of that as anybody.
No.
I mean, I call people who agree with Donald Trump morons all the time.
I don't ever.
I do, constantly.
I listen to a Louis C.K. thing, and it's like, he's a liar. Trump's a liar.
Right.
And so, like, Louis didn't get hurt by the lies because he could see it's a lie.
Right.
But there's everyone people who voted for Trump are the victims
Agreed.
Of the lying.
Right.
Because they
Well, it's like healthcare
it.
Where will monumentally affect his supporter base more than anyone else.
1,000%,
yes.
Yeah.
So it's that type of idea, yeah.
And it's just, I don't know how to change that.
There's a great
or if those people should be saved. But, I mean, it's just like, come on. What are we doing here?
Well, it's just at some point you got to give
other.
Up, right?
Yeah.
It's just like, if you honestly think Donald Trump's face should be next to Mount Rushmore, or on Mount Rushmore, what can I do to possibly convince a person that is that out there that they're that out there?
Right.
There's no middle ground.
No, there's not.
There's no middle ground at all. Like, someone can convince me or make valid points about probably some of Trump's policies.
Yeah.
Like, someone could probably make, you know, viable arguments about why we need a border wall.
I mean, tax reform, too, is a pretty good thing.
Yeah, and, like, he ran on infrastructure as well. Like, there's lots of things in our infrastructure that need to be improved that he hasn't done anything on, but he said he would.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, people can make legitimate, viable points about some of those things. He can't do it.
No.
But people who explain the policies to Trump can do it.
Yeah.
You know? And so, but you can't possibly make me understand any reason why it's a big deal that players are kneeling at the NFL.
Nope.
Because the right to protest is one of the most American things ever.
Yep.
Like, you can't come out
off of protest.
Right, and have neo-Nazis marching in the street and not tweet about that in a negative light, but then get mad when people are kneeling at the NFL. Like, you either ignore both or you comment on both.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have it both ways.
No.
And that's what he's doing, is he's sensationalizing it, because I think most normal people know that neo-Nazis are bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the NFL kneelers aren't protesting anything but awareness that neo-Nazis are bad.
Yeah.
You know? And Donald Trump knows that if he tweets about the NFL players, everyone's going to get in a frenzy, and that's what he wants. He wants us to get in a frenzy.
Right. Yes, he does.
And until we stop feeding into that, it keeps going, and he keeps getting reelected.
Mm-hmm.
But the 30% of people who approve of Donald Trump, they're so far gone, they don't think it's a frenzy. Mm. They think he really believes these things.
Oh, yeah. They're like, oh, finally. Someone who thinks like me.
Right.
I don't know, man. It's just so stupid.
He's a rich white billionaire who golfs every weekend, but he thinks like you.
Mm-hmm. And, like, a lot of the Republican argument is that with, like, free healthcare, free college and stuff like that.
Right.
Is that they don't want to pay for some, you know, women's studies degree or something that they find irrelevant or something that your birth control that they don't agree with. It's like,
but
you're also paying for people like yourself who get shot or hurt by these Antifa people or whatever to live.
Right.
And continue being healthy.
Right.
So it's a give and it's a take. There's some of that, and like both sides nowadays are so much give me everything.
Right.
And take away everything from them. That's not how the two-party system was set up.
I agree with you.
And that's why I believe that we should have two, one Dem, one Republican, always as a co-president.
That'd be great.
Obviously, I don't know if anything would get done.
Problem is, that's not how that
wouldn't
work.
There has to be ways to get things done, or else don't do anything and let the country go into chaos.
Well, that's what's happening now.
Right.
Yeah, that's what's happening now. Nothing's getting done.
Oh, it's just dumb.
But, like, I mean, but I think that's the way the country was meant to be set up. Like, that's why the House works with the Senate, mm-hmm. and, you know, they work with Congress, mm-hmm. and then that goes through the
Checks
Supreme
and balances,
Court. That's literally
know,
the way
thing,
it is. And that's why nothing's getting done, because all this crazy stuff is happening at the executive level.
Right.
And then they get shot down by another branch mm-hmm. of the government. That's how checks and balances work. But we're on pause. But, like, part of the problem is that leads to a slippery slope of, and then how does that stop from being like a dictatorship,
right,
or something?
Yeah,
like you elect two different people, but oh nope, they agree on one thing,
mm-hmm.
and now everything that they want to get done can be passed under the smokescreen of it's a bipartisan government. So
right. Well, yeah, I mean, wiretapping and, you know, the NSA and drone strikes and shit under Obama weren't necessarily good
right.
things either,
right? No, I agree with you.
It's just,
I mean, I assume the CIA is watching me at all times.
I don't know what the answer is, man. It's just we live.
Well, the answer is if you don't like it, you got to move.
Yeah,
this is the world we live in now. Yeah. If you don't like it, you got to move to another country where politics isn't so crazy.
Yeah,
got to go to a Germany or a Finland or a Denmark or a Sweden.
Don't say Spain.
Yeah, I'm not saying Spain. Not saying England.
Right,
you know, not yeah. saying Italy. There's a lot of places that are also messed up.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, none of those places are America, and that's yeah. like we've always, but you know, last 150 years we've been the shining beacon of how governments work
right.
and success, and now we're a joke.
Yeah, we are a joke with him and yes, mm-hmm.
it's a joke.
Yep,
that's sad, man.
Yeah, it is. I don't know. You can just ignore it, but you can't really ignore it these days.
You can't ignore
it. When it's everywhere.
You can't ignore it because it's too much of a zeitgeist of pop culture.
Yeah. Like, and that's the terrible thing. Is politics is getting more cultural.
Right.
And then culture is delving into politics too.
Politics used to be an intellectual discussion.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be something that you would sit down and you would discuss things with friends.
And you need to read things.
Right.
Like, their actual policies.
Yeah, it was to share knowledge.
But now they're all shrunk down to a headline.
Now it's, yeah, now it's, you kneel, won't watch.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is now. You know? Won't stand, won't watch, man. Let's put Trump's head next to Mount Rushmore.
Yep.
And then that's literally someone's political statement summed up in an image.
Yep.
It's not a discussion. It's
no.
It's
this is how it is for me.
Yeah, it's MAGA.
Deal with
or get
how
out.
I feel.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
I don't get it.
It's crazy.
It's really sad.
And we have another 3.5 years left of it, man.
It's
at
really
least.
Really depressing.
Could have 7.5.
And I don't know if it's just the fact that I feel like our side lost, or if it was just him just being dumb. Like, I wouldn't be this mad or this upset or raged or saddened if we had a well intellectual Republican president.
Right.
I think it's just the fact that literally he's a fucking puppet and that can control himself whenever he wants.
I agree. Like, I look back at previous elections. Like, let's say the last election, Romney, Obama.
Mm-hmm.
If Romney won, I mean, that wasn't the guy I voted for.
Right.
But I would have been okay with it.
Yeah, I would have been like, there are some policies I disagree
right.
with, but he's a politician.
Right.
That's what's
like,
going to happen.
Like, McCain, Obama before that.
Politician.
Same thing, you
He's
know?
A fucking... Oh, just self-invested piece of shit.
Well, like, even Bush Gore, you know, I wasn't old enough to vote in that election,
yeah.
but, like, if Bush obviously won, that's probably who I wouldn't have voted for.
Right.
But, like, the world didn't blow up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he made some decisions we didn't like, and he
yeah.
was kind of a joke sometimes.
Yeah,
we
kind of went into a never-ending war.
But right,
yeah.
but otherwise, it was, at least the stuff he did, he could speak and say why he did them.
Yeah, kind of.
He didn't tweet
right.
about... NFL players
but
kneeling.
But who would have known what would happen if he had Twitter, man? Twitter wasn't around with him.
I don't think these people... But Obama had Twitter, and
mm-hmm.
he did it right. He did... Well, first of all, he didn't tweet.
Yeah.
His staff tweeted
right.
about policies and things happening in the government, which is what the Twitter
yeah.
should be for.
Right.
It's not a thing
not
to badmouth your coworkers
yeah.
and yeah, you know, do self-expression,
threaten nuclear war,
congratulate people who do things
yourself.
You agree with. Yeah, and yourself. Talk about your golf tournament. Throw toilet paper or whatever at Puerto Ricans and post photos on Twitter. Like,
dude,
that's not the thing.
It's so sad. And it's so hypocritical. So hypocritical. Because, like, Trump was one of the main bitchers of Obama's trips and things like that.
Right.
And then he's already spent $62
well,
million dollars on
there's
golf.
There's some great subreddits, dude. There's a great subreddit called Trump Criticizes Trump. And all it is it posts past tweets of Trump criticizing things that he's doing now, but Obama did them and he has a tweet about it.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just like, no, when he was in the campaign, he was like, you know, I've seen how these people work. I've seen all this. I'm going to be better than that because I'm your standard guy or whatever.
Right.
But he is doing the exact same things, except worse.
Right. Well, he's focusing on things that don't matter.
Right.
Now that Obama's poll numbers are in a tailspin, watch for him to launch a strike in Libya or Iran. He is desperate. Like, see, that's what...
Yeah, that kind of happened.
Yeah, more and more people are suggesting that Republicans and me should be given equal time on TV when you look at the one-sided coverage. Today's job report is not a good sign, and we could be facing another recession. No real job growth. We need over 300,000 new jobs a month. And, like, that was there because his latest job growth was under that number. Yeah. And he's like, this is the greatest thing we've ever seen.
Employment rates have never been higher. Never.
Right. It's Thursday. How many people have lost their health care today from January 9th?
Oh, my God.
Don't let Obama play the Iran card in order to start a war in order to get reelected. Be careful, Republicans. I mean, these are literally things. You know. Our country is in a major crisis of incompetent leadership. We cannot continue to go on with these politicians who do nothing but talk. June 19th, 2015.
Literally all he's done for this year is talk. Talk about bullshit stuff, too.
What has happened in Orlando is just the beginning. Our leadership is weak and ineffective. I called for it and asked for the ban. Must be tough. 3:47 p.m. on June 12th, 2016.
We build too many walls and not enough bridges.
Yeah, that's from October 7th,
2013. Yeah. Yeah. Where's that bridge, Trump? Where's that infrastructure at, huh? Or is it all going to a concrete thing that people can either dig under or fly over?
Michelle Obama's weekend ski trip to Aspen makes it 16 times the Obamas have gone on vacation in 3 years. Insensitive.
You've gone 16 times in the first 2 months.
That was from February 21st of 2012.
Dude, he's literally just like, he got pissed because he thought this job was going to be easy. And then he got in and was like, oh, you mean I actually have to do things?
Yeah.
And then now he's just like,
I think he didn't expect to win the entire time.
Right.
And then he did, and now he's stuck in a nightmare.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that.
But then get out, man.
Well, he can't because that's against the Trump brand. He never loses.
Yeah.
Because the idea is that even if he lost, he'd just come out and be like, it's rigged. Like, he started laying the groundwork for that. Like, it's rigged, voting doesn't work, blah, 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 blah. And then he won.
Yep.
Which is perfect for him because he never loses.
Right.
You know? But his base would believe whatever he said. Mm-hmm. So even if he lost, he could say it's rigged, and those people would just believe that.
Right. But now that it's rigged and he won,
right,
they're like, it wasn't rigged. We voted for him.
Right. Well, and they did. And I mean, not did. In the majority,
and
but
not in the popular vote.
But they still did. You know? And one part of the problem is that people our age just don't care enough to go vote. That's another problem. We feel, and I don't. It's hard to blame people our age because what do they do for us? Like, we're shackled with so much debt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when do you feasibly think you could get a house?
After I save, after I work in my job for probably another 10 years, I'll have enough for the down payment I need to get a loan to pay off a house.
Right.
Like an actual house.
So you'll be your mid-30s,
yeah,
reasonably,
probably,
when you get your first house.
Yes. Yeah. Bought house, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, that's not the way the world works for our parents.
Mm.
That's not how it worked.
I don't know, man. And then, yeah, if to top that, I was going to college.
Right. You don't even have that debt. Well, I mean, you have some of it because you tried to go for a little bit. But, it's not like you went like Chris. I mean, she's going to go back and get her master's degree.
Mm-hmm.
To take out another $20,000 school loan for that.
Yep. That's stupid.
Yeah. I mean, and it'll be good for her and her career. But, like, the reality is we'll never not have
that. And then all the Republicans bitch about that, being like, oh, yeah, you just want everything given to you, right? And it's like, no, you dingus.
Yeah.
If you give us this now, we'll give you a productive member of society and more taxes for you to spend on things in a couple years down the line.
That's how economies work.
Yeah, that's how you invest in your base
right.
So they
build up the company.
Right.
Or the country.
Well, I mean, if you think about it this way, like, let's just say 50% of my money every month goes to paying down credit card debt or school loans or my car, you know, things like that. So 50% of my money goes to that, and then all of that goes into Citi or Capital One or Chase, and all of that money goes overseas.
Yeah.
And not a dollar of it goes to taxes.
Right.
Yeah, none of it goes into our economy. If I didn't have to pay for school, you know, I'd have, you know, 25% more money to spend on stupid toys that supports
made in America
America stuff.
Yeah. Or just not. Or American companies to where our economy is boosted by that.
Or sales tax.
Or that.
Even if it's just not all made taxes. In America. I pay sales tax on it.
It's just so stupid. I don't know. I couldn't fix it any better because I have no idea.
I think you could.
I have no idea.
I think.
Oh, yeah. I mean, nowadays,
yeah,
with
compared
him
to
in
now,
there,
you
he knew nothing.
Right.
He knows nothing.
Like, the standard is like Obama, agree with his policies on certain things or not. The man is brilliant.
Yes.
Like, he's a Harvard graduate who wrote books before he was president.
College.
Right.
He's been a
senator. He's a constitutional
for
lawyer.
Multiple years, yes.
Yeah, like, he's intelligent.
He knows how it works.
Like, you look at him and you go, Seth Neiman can't be president because I'm not smart enough.
Right.
And
I'm now, not Obama.
And now the
but
world
now
has changed.
Literally, like, I could probably.
I could at least do a good a job as he is.
Right.
At least.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't do a worse job.
And because all you do, well, with this guy, is just listen to your advisors and then pick which one you want you feel your gut to go with.
Right. And you tweet about things that you care about personally.
Yeah.
Because that doesn't mean you're working or doing anything on them. You're just sharing your opinion about them.
Yep.
And then, yeah, you just make sure you pick the right advisors, which he really didn't even do that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still doing – it's still churning.
God, I can't remember. Since Sean Spicer left, 45% of all Fridays since then, he's fired a top aide in his cabinet or administration. Like Steve Bannon. I just read an article, man.
Like
it was
fired or left?
Left, yeah. Fired. They're all
fired. Fired or left,
Just so many. And it's like, when have you ever seen that happen? You've seen one, you've seen two, maybe three.
Well, that's
when a new president comes in.
Right.
Not half of the people he appointed.
Yeah, it's a huge deal when someone leaves the White House administration in previous administrations.
Oh, yeah.
It was a huge deal.
And now it's not. It's just like, that guy's gone now.
You just mentioned people. Well, you couldn't even remember one of their names.
Mm-hmm.
Because probably in a year, he won't be there anymore.
Right. Yeah.
Like, we won't remember. Like, do you know who the press secretary is now? Do you know the name of that lady?
Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Is that her name?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know her name.
I just know it because she took over, like, for a brief. She was, like, the assistant before the mooch came in.
Right. But the only reason I know that these people exist, like the mooch, is because they were jokes.
Right.
And I heard them in jokes.
Yeah.
Like, I knew President Obama's cabinet because of the legislation they passed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or
and
the policies
for the fact
they believe
that
in.
He told Steve Bannon to suck his own cock.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's why I know Scamooch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
It's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. Yeah, because I don't know really anything other than bad things that, like, who's the guy who hates weed? Not Tillerson, but the other one.
You talk about the Attorney General guy?
Yeah.
Oh, what is his name?
God dang it.
I can see his face.
Me too. I just see racist.
Whatever his
anti-weed.
Yeah, the Attorney General.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name. We should know this.
Yeah.
Is it gonna tell us what his name is?
I don't think so.
Maybe I have to Google USA. No, those are the old ones. Is he not the attorney? Yeah, there he is. This guy, Jeff Sessions.
Jeff Sessions.
Jeff Sessions, yeah.
Sessions. God, Tillerson.
How come Google didn't show us that?
I thought Tillerson was the one who was, head of,
Rex Tillerson's his name, right?
Yes. I think he's the one, he's the head of, Exxon or something. And the reason why he got in was because he wanted to deal with
Russia. Secretary of State, yeah.
Yeah.
He's the Secretary of State. Yeah, Exxon, ties with Russia, yeah. Climate change, carbon tax. Dude, it's just... He's filling him up with all his business buddies.
It's just sad because most of those people, when he announced his cabinet, I was like, these are all garbage people. But now I'm like, they're the voice of reason.
Right.
Like, Tillerson's the one who's stopping the nuclear war from happening with North Korea right now. as much as he can.
Well, that's the thing. Like, even Rex Tillerson, like, who I'm guessing my policy agreements with him is pretty night and day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at least he ran a successful company or was CEO of a company that made money.
Yeah.
You know, at the very least, just the learning, the tribe learning from being around people who mm-hmm. knows things have to be more than what Trump learned building golf courses.
Yeah.
Like,
and bankrupting nine
right.
companies.
Like, Trump is, quote, rich, but we don't really know that he's rich.
Yeah, he hadn't released his tax returns.
Right. All we know is what he tells us.
Never will.
And there's a... I don't want to diminish building a business, but there's a giant difference from being CEO of a multinational oil corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And
what your only real goal is to make more money.
Right. Or and that means efficiency
yes.
when you run a company that large.
Uh-huh.
And buying and selling buildings, yeah. which is essentially what Trump does.
It's like, yeah, you can put my name on it.
Right.
When other people build it, other people manage the entire thing. It's
right.
just a branding opportunity.
Right.
Basically.
Right.
Just, I got a name.
Like, I mean,
how much money are you going to pay me to have my name on
like,
it?
Like, I don't want to diminish the people who work for that type of stuff, but seriously, like, running a multinational oil conglomerate has got to be more complicated than buying and selling real estate in coastal cities.
Yeah.
Right? And so these people
Trump
that are
can do it. So yeah, I think
yeah, these
think.
People that are around him at least have some common sense on how to run something.
Yes, and deal with other people,
right?
And not just strong arm somebody into being like, I have the name. You want the name? How much money? Come on,
right, right. And that's what Trump does. Is it's I touch it, it turns to gold.
Right.
That's his whole brand.
Yep.
And that's what he is. He's a brand running the country.
Yes.
He's not a businessman or a constitutional lawyer.
And people voted for him because he was the blue-collar billionaire. And that doesn't exist.
Yeah, that's not a thing.
That's not a thing.
Like, he got a small loan of $1 million.
Yeah.
Like, we talked about that on our show. Like, uh-huh. he got a small loan of $1 million, but then he didn't donate. He donated, like, $300,000 to hurricane relief, and he said it was a
right.
ton.
Yeah.
It's like $300,000 can't be a ton if $1 million is a small loan.
Right.
You can't have it both ways.
You were budget off whack there, Puerto Rico, with your whole, we like to get hit by hurricanes.
Right.
Get the fuck out.
Well, and Puerto Rico might have more help, you know, if we treated them more like Americans. Like, mm-hmm. they can't even... Well, they can vote, but their vote doesn't count at all.
Yeah.
I don't...
The reason why that is because they probably vote Democrat, and the Republicans
sure.
don't want that.
Yeah. yeah. Although it wouldn't matter, because
no.
the public vote obviously isn't...
Doesn't matter.
Or the popular vote obviously isn't yeah. what we... used to form our elections.
Yeah, they'd have one electoral representative
mm-hmm.
in the college.
It would be the equivalent of Rhode Island, yeah.
For sure. Yep. There's problems in the country, and how to solve them, I have no idea.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like we've been talking about this, what, 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
and all we've been doing is complaining?
Yeah. As to what is to be done, I would say get the orange man out and put somebody in that actually knows what they're doing.
Right, there is no one.
There is no one because they don't know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, that is the problem. It's like, obviously, Trump's going to run for a second term because the sitting president always runs for
right.
the second term. And then who are the Democrats going to stack up against Trump?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson, man.
You joke. That might work. And the problem is that The Rock would be a terrible president.
Talk about the WWE just becoming our government.
Donald Trump has experience.
Happen? Yeah, so does Dwayne.
Mm-hmm.
It's the WWE, man.
Wait, what if his slogan is, let's cook something great, America?
Yeah. Do you smell what the Dwayne The Rock Johnson's cooking?
Do you smell what America is
in
cooking?
In our government?
Hey, listen up, Iran. Do you smell what we're cooking?
No.
Because it's really intelligent policy about your nuclear program.
More like Elon Musk in there that has...
But those people don't want to do it because they know that they can accomplish more outside of government.
Right.
Yeah.
But we need someone in government that can do that, though, I feel like. I hate it. Let's stop.
The problem
I'm too
is
dumb to discuss anything.
All of our
nothing.
Elections from now on are popularity contests.
Yeah.
That's what they're at least until Trump is out.
I think they've always kind of been that, but yeah.
Yeah, but the policy was at the center of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was.
It's how popular is
that's
their policy.
Why people never watched the political debates. And then this year
everyone
watched the political debates.
Yeah, because it was a reality
it was
entertainment,
it
not
was.
Policies.
What the hell's Trump's gonna say to Hillary?
Oh, yep.
I'm gonna jail you.
Yep.
Should have got that Emmy.
Yeah, exactly. That's the stuff that people remember. They don't remember anything about Hillary's responses about how actually change will happen.
No.
Like, I mean, there's so many times where Trump didn't even answer the questions. And I'm like, how can this buffoon win? And then he won. And it's because popular vote or popularity.
Mm-hmm.
More people came out to vote for the man who was the blue-collar billionaire like them than came out to vote against him.
But they didn't. Yet they did in the states that mattered.
Right. The demographic. Well, that's what Trump did.
Like he went
and he focused on those mm-hmm. people. The people who were most likely to vote for him.
Yeah.
And people didn't like Hillary.
No.
A lot of people. You didn't like Hillary, did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I voted for her, but no.
But because what was your other choice? Yeah. But
Jill
a lot of people.
Stein.
Well, that's who Cameron voted for.
Nah. Well, that's the reason why she lost.
I agree.
And I mean,
and he had
it's not his fault. It is, but it is.
Well, he had a whole segment on High Hopes right after the election, or he had a show before the election about how you should vote Libertarian mm-hmm. or Green Party or whatever, third party is what he called it. And then he had a whole episode after the election about how it wasn't their fault that Hillary lost, and it was.
It is, but it's not. It's
that's the matter. Thing is that like you should vote who you believe in,
right?
But it is also your fault. That she lost.
Because you didn't.
But you shouldn't be expected to vote because one of the candidates is such a joke.
Right.
That you have to vote against him.
You have to vote for not.
Right. You should vote who you like, not against someone you don't. That's not how elections should work, but that's how the only way this election would have worked.
Yeah. Yep.
It's crazy, dude. And we're going to have to go through it again in 3 years, 2 years, because it's going to start again. I mean, the election cycle will start up.
It just blows my mind that, like...
I mean, when do you think the Democrats will announce the person that... I mean, you don't think it's going to be Bernie, do you? Because he lost his chance. Like, if he comes back now it feels like a joke.
Yeah.
Like, it comes back and it's like, oh, okay, now we're going to take Bernie seriously?
Well, yeah, and, yeah, Hillary, too. I mean, they're all just out there on late night being like, oh, we should have done this, we should have done that, let's do this going forward, let's do this going forward. I'm just like, how about you just do it?
Right.
Like, you don't got to talk about it on some late-night show with Stephen Colbert. You can just do it
because
you can do things.
I watch House of Cards, and, you know, the last season, the most recent season, was about Kevin Spacey as president. He was running for re-election. And, uh-huh. and in that show, he works his way up from the House whip to vice president, and then he coerces the president to resign, and he becomes president. So this is actually his first election
because
he wasn't elected the first time. And so that's the drama behind it. And, like, his running mate is this Republican. He's kind of like a young John McCain. I think he's who he's supposed to be modeled after. He's like a war hero who's very smart. And he's kind of mixed with, like, Barack Obama because he's tech-savvy and he's open, you know, and it's that type of thing. And I just watched that whole series, and I'm just like, this is how elections used to be. This isn't how they are. Like, it doesn't matter if the guy's a war hero or if he's connected to younger voters or if he's a smooth talker with a family at home. Like, those aren't the things that matter in politics anymore. And that made House of Cards less of a show because it's not as believable.
Right.
Like, part of the fun behind House of Cards is like, wow, you get to see behind the curtain. This is probably how things really are. Mm-hmm. And now that's too unrealistic because it was realistic 5 years ago. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, I just...
No, it's about
that's not how it would be.
Who speaks... The most lies.
Right.
Hit your
like,
soft
if they
spots.
Had a caricature of Donald Trump in House of Cards, just a guy who goes off the handle, doesn't use a teleprompter, says whatever he wants, contradicts himself totally, that would not be a believable character
right.
in your television show.
No, it wouldn't.
But that's how it worked.
Yep. Well, yeah, I mean, real life isn't TV, but.
Yeah, but TV's supposed to be the unbelievable one.
Right.
Not the world we live in right now. Where we spend our Sunday afternoon talking about NFL people when literally islands are underwater, Biloxi has 2 feet of standing water, there's threats of nuclear war, climate change is a thing, and yet all the vice president and the president are tweeting about are the NFL and how supportive they are of leaving because they didn't respect our military.
Yep.
When the protests of the kneeling people isn't even about the military.
Right. How are we supposed to respect them when the government doesn't even respect us? Like, I mean, they just gave more than Trump asked for to the military in their newest budget.
It was like $600 billion or something like
that,
right? It
was $70 billion increase to
okay,
our
yeah,
budget,
yeah, right.
Which is just stupid.
Just for fun.
Right.
Which is double the amount of money that would be required to fund college for every American.
And also way less, too. I saw the stat was like $200 million to fix Flint, Michigan's water.
Right. $200 million.
Yeah, million. And we can't do that, but we can increase our military budget.
Right. Which, honestly, you're probably going to need.
Yeah.
We don't.
We don't now.
We outspend China two times. We outspend all other countries combined two
times.
They're
not America, man. They don't have a target on their back like we do.
Who does?
Well, I was talking about that when we were drunk on Friday.
No,
it's like,
established military has an eye on us other than maybe Russia.
Or
and
North Korea.
Tech.
But that's not an established
military,
yeah.
You got terrorists, but it's like us in Vietnam. They're like hiding in the fields and stuff, and we're like this big, gigantic robot.
Right.
Like, here we are. You could see us, and they're all like these little tiny gnats that can come and, you know, poke our eyes.
We were talking about that when I was drunk on Friday with you. It's like, why do people even need militaries?
Mm-hmm.
Like, in reality, like, militaries are such an archaic idea that no one, like, militaries were there to prevent a country from conquering your country.
Right.
Canada's not going to try to take over the territory of the United States and say, now Canada's bigger.
No.
I mean, there are some places that are doing that.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, there are smaller countries with unrest, like in Africa, Eastern Europe, those types of places. Russia just marches in and takes part of the Czech Republic, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Ukraine, you know, they just take it. It's Russia now. Like, so that does still happen. But 90% of the time, that's not something you really have to worry about.
Right.
Especially in America.
And I mean, nowadays there's so much more that you could use other than a military to cripple someone.
Exactly.
You can hack them. You can take away their electricity. You can destroy their funds, their economy.
We focus on the military, but if the people in your country aren't up to snuff, like they don't have clean drinking water, they can't afford to go to college, what are you defending?
Right.
There's no future in that.
No.
Not a good one.
No.
Not one where we're the America of the 1960s that innovated and sent people to the moon.
Right.
I mean, I saw so many tweets about that where they're like, oh, getting supplies to Puerto Rico has been the most complicated thing in the history of the U.S. government. And people were like, we literally sent astronauts to the moon using our hands. And it's like, yeah. Like, that had to be way harder before, you know, Apple existed to send three dudes to the moon and bring them back using a pencil.
Yeah.
Not a mechanical one. Like one that required twisting to sharpen. And people did that back then, man. They moved beads around.
Yeah.
And we sent people to the moon. And we can't put supplies on a jet and fly it over big ocean water to Puerto Rico? That doesn't make sense to me. Something's wrong with that, man. That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
But that's the stuff that they say to distract us from whatever is really happening.
Right.
And who knows what that is? Like, the fact that we haven't had any news about the CIA recently, or the NSA recently, or North Korea lately, or, like, what is actually happening?
Iran, you know? ISIS.
Right.
Like, anything that was big.
Like, we talked about that on this show. Like, what happened to ISIS? No one talks about ISIS anymore.
Yep.
And there's a reason that no one's talking about ISIS anymore.
Right.
So it was either blown way out of proportion to begin with.
Yeah. It's fear-mongering.
Yeah.
There's new fear.
It's for the election cycle.
Yeah, the news media's new fear is, I think, Trump. But
I think it is now. I think that slowly it's degrading into that. Yeah, and the only places that aren't fearful of Trump are, you know, paid staff members on that work for the newspaper, like Breitbart.
Mm-hmm.
You know where Steve Bannon still worked, even though he was Trump's aide.
Trump still owns his Trump International Hotel.
Yeah.
200 feet from the White House.
Yeah.
Like, that's not...
He goes golfing at his own businesses.
Like, I just remember, like, either all those news articles where it was like, Trump is breaking the law currently by having businesses and being a president at the same time. All those news articles were either bullshit, or people gave up caring, and literally he's just breaking the law.
Right.
And people are okay with that.
I think as soon as the election happened, like, I remember, I think the greatest example is literally the day after he got elected, everyone was like, well, the Electoral College can always flip. You know, they're going to flip.
Yeah.
They're going to say he can't get elected.
Right. And then no.
No, that's not going to happen.
No.
Like, people, I think, grasp at straws to get him out because they knew how bad it would be.
Right.
But in reality, none of that's going to change. We're going to have to sit here for the next 4 years, and we're going to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
And we have to hope that it's not going to be another 8 years because we're just going to – there's nothing going to get him out of office.
And I just – like, I mean, it's so comparable to how Republicans felt when Obama was president. Because they're doing the same thing. They're bitching and moaning right. like it's going to take so long for this guy to get out and this guy to get out and stuff. But like now, like, I don't know. I just, I don't want to be them in this turnaround because now they're the ones in power, you know?
Right.
Compared, I don't want to be them on the Obama side. But no, it's a difference.
Yeah, it is because I don't remember Democrats, high-powered Democrats like a John McCain's a high-powered Republican who publicly votes no against policies that his party generally agrees with.
Yeah.
That didn't happen under Obama.
Nope. And the reason why Obama couldn't get anything done at the time was because it was a Republican-led Congress.
Right.
And now
he still got stuff
it's a
done.
Republican-led Congress with a Republican president and nothing's getting done.
Right. Because there's Republicans who rightfully don't agree with half the stuff that's going on.
And why the fuck not? Why not make it something that you can agree with? This healthcare shit.
Well, I think
why not just write it to be better?
I think that's literally politics. It's all about, oh, you know, Mitch McConnell, he's the leader, so he gets to do it.
Right.
It's his seniority. It's his time.
I don't know.
So he gets to do it. Regardless if it's right, wrong, good for America, bad for America, it's his turn. He gets to do whatever he wants. But it's also his embarrassment.
Right.
But the whole point of America is that if it's his embarrassment, the idea is that down the line, us as Americans would remember that and get a guy in there who's different, who hopefully won't be an embarrassment.
Yeah.
Problem is that part is the part that's not working.
Right. Because, embarrassment, I guess,
is
no longer
into,
a thing.
Yeah, into things that, oh, it's not an embarrassment, it's sabotage.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the spin is now.
Yeah. Yeah. And no, it should be embarrassing.
Yeah.
It is embarrassing.
It should be. I mean, and that's just part of the internet existing, I think. Is that now there's so many places to go where you can seek out news that agrees with your viewpoint instead of seeking out the truth that people – I mean, fake news is a thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is a thing. I mean, it used to be,
on
you know –
on both sides.
Agreed.
But
it used to be you used to go pick up a newspaper and here's the news.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to do that anymore because now there's 300 places where you can get 300 different tellings of the same thing.
Yep.
And that makes it impossible to know what's actually happening.
Right. And then, yeah, I mean, once, like, people, anybody can give you a reputation. Like, whether or not the New York Times is strictly, you know, leaning liberal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it just takes a couple Republicans to be like, no, they're really liberal. They're far left people.
Right.
And then you're like, well, now I can't trust anything they say.
Well, it's like Donald Trump calls them the failing New York Times, even though they just turned record profits.
Yeah.
Yeah. But people don't know that because that's not how they're referred to in the public, you know?
I don't know. We don't know things.
You can't even come together to get Szechuan sauce.
No.
I mean, seriously.
Without protests happening.
Seriously. I mean, that's not a joke. That's literally something that happened. People are that mad about sauce.
Yep. Yep. I don't know.
That's stupid, dude.
Keep living your lives, people. Don't give up. Even though it sounds like you probably should, but don't.
What do you give up on?
Everything.
How can you give up on something that you can't even
control?
Yeah.
You can't. You just live with it.
Thanks to all the people who can do things that are. We're not one of those people.
Yeah, you just live with it. Got a deal.
All right, man. Well, that was a good show.
Yep.
It's all because you made us look at Trump's Twitter, dude.
I'm never gonna do that again because
that's not true.
It's I'm not because this is how it always ends. It's like, oh look, we're gonna see something funny, and then we see something that's stupid.
Whenever
that's
we have a
definition of stupid.
Whenever we have an episode like this, I always worry that when we get more popular, this will be the episode people will write us about.
Yeah.
And be like, hey, remember these views? And be like, just take it out of context. And be like, well, we said them though.
No.
Always worry about that. Whatever.
Who cares?
You like us, you don't.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're Trump.
All other podcasts are failing, and ours is big.
We're the big water.
We got big podcast.
Big.
Today's podcast actually is big podcast.
Big podcast.
It's like 2.5 hours long. Yeah, I think it might be our longest episode.
It might be.
How does our episodes with the least amount of news end up being our longest ones?
Because we find one topic to rail on, and then we just rail on it.
We spent 20 minutes on Szechuan sauce and an hour on Trump. Seth and Colby Show. Guys, thanks so much for listening. We're going to be back Thursday, hopefully with some news. There's a new Star Wars trailer coming out tomorrow.
Oh, shoot.
So we're going to talk about that. We know that's for sure.
Oh, shit.
We're also going to have Shadow of War. Talk about that. Because you're, like, into that game, right?
I do like that game.
Yeah, so we can talk about that. And then we also got probably more Trump stuff because Colby can't help himself.
I can't.
But yeah, guys, so we'll see you Thursday, 7 o'clock, twitch.tv/SethandColby, or we'll see you Sunday because we do two shows a week, same time, 2 o'clock Central Time. Yes. Follow us on Twitch. We appreciate everyone who followed us in between the shows. It means a lot to us. It's really helping us reach our goal of trying to do this show more often for you. And also follow us on Twitter @SethandColby. Subscribe to us on YouTube where you can watch the episodes after the fact. And audio version on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Leave a 5-star review. It'd mean a lot. So thank you, guys. And we'll see y'all later, taters. Bye-bye.
Later, burr.